Do you have that story inside you just waiting to be shared with the world? We have great news. NaNoWriMo is coming. This November is National Novel Writing Month, and the local writing community is gathering to support local writers and stores. Find out how to get involved by heading to NaNoWriMo.org or finding the Writing Roots team on social media. By working together, this November may be the month your dream becomes a reality.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets. Comes.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a weekly program about, well, it's about your health. It's about all aspects of your health, from a lifestyle to the medications you take and the high-tech interventions that you sometimes have to contemplate. 877-726-8255, our number. And we've got lots of stuff to cover today. Plus, when you call 877-726-8255, in addition to having access to this program while we're on the air, anytime, 24/7, 365, you can record a question, and we got some great recorded questions that we can tackle during today's show. 877-726-8255, among the subjects we're going to tackle today, we're going to talk about lead exposure. We're going to be talking about another environmental hazard, forever chemicals, so-called PFAS chemicals. We'll talk about the effects of a certain nutrient on long COVID. Interesting study looking at that. Many more issues we're going to tackle on today's program. 877-726-8255. The issue that I want to point to in the beginning of today's program is something that, well, you might consider this sort of a light consideration when it comes to overall health. You know, we talk about the benefits of exercise, we talk about the benefits of sleep, we talk about the importance of diet, of course, we even talk about stress, we talk about nutritional supplements, but something that is often overlooked when you go to the doctor's office, ask yourself this question: when was the last time a doctor asked you about your hydration, how much fluid you take in on a daily basis? And that, according to a recent study that I'll share with you, and there's more and more studies around this issue, turns out to be a big problem, turns out to be a big health risk, and is worth evaluating when you have a medical encounter. The article is entitled, Underhydration is Associated with, wait for it, Obesity, Chronic Disease, and Death Within 3 to 6 Years. Yeah, death within 3 to 6 years ain't pretty. In the U.S. population age 51 to 70. And it starts out by saying that a big national survey, the NHANES study, which evaluates the health habits and the nutrition habits of Americans, looking at millions of Americans, indicates that over 65% of adults age 51 to 70 in the U.S. do not meet hydration criteria. What are those criteria? Well, you can use a blood test showing either excessively high or excessively low sodium. It can go either way. Also, just evaluating urine volume, How much urine do you produce? Because if you're dehydrated, you're not going to produce a lot of urine. Also something called urine osmolality, which evaluates the concentration of your urine. Because if you don't have enough water in your system, your urine will be ultra concentrated. One of the ways to know that is to look in the toilet bowl and ascertain the color of the urine. And if the urine is very dark yellow or amber, well, maybe, just maybe, you're not consuming enough in the way of fluid. That's urine osmolality. An exception might be if you've just taken a whole bunch of B vitamins. Vitamin B2 or riboflavin in particular tends to color the urine magic marker yellow. But if your urine is dark, appearing concentrated, well, maybe you're just not consuming enough fluid. Well, what they did in the study, they took a sample of people in the NHANES study. The sample was of 1,200 individuals aged 51 to 70. And what they found was, after statistical evaluation, underhydration was significantly associated with increased prevalence of obesity, high waist circumference, insulin resistance, diabetes, low HDL, hypertension, and metabolic syndrome. Over 3 to 6 years of follow-up, 33 chronic disease deaths occurred in the sample. Now, you may say, well, that's not a lot of deaths, but it's a small sample. It's just 1,200 people. If you extrapolate to the population of the United States over 3 to 6 years, that would represent an estimated 1,084,144 deaths across the United States. They say, alongside chronic health conditions, underhydration was a risk factor for an estimated 863,305 deaths. So, by contrast, zero chronic disease deaths were reserved for people who met the hydration criteria, but also did not have a chronic condition. Because, yeah, if you've got a chronic condition, no matter what your hydration status is, well, you have a higher risk of dying. So, whoa, this is very, very concerning and suggests that a lot of people aren't getting enough fluid. The question is, so how much fluid does the average healthy adult living in a temperate climate need? No, we're not talking about people who live in the Sahara or even people who live in Phoenix, Arizona, because the vast majority of people are staying inside in air conditioning. The U.S. National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine determined that an adequate daily fluid intake is 15.5 cups of fluids a day for men and about 11.5 cups of fluids a day for women. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to religiously drink 15.5 cups if you're a man or 11.5 cups if you're a woman, because these recommendations cover fluids from water, other beverages, and food. About 20% of daily fluid intake, it usually comes from food, and the rest comes from beverages. So certain foods deliver a lot of hydration, particularly high-fiber foods, because fibers lock in water. And, for example, chia seeds, which absorb a lot of water, are actually a great source of hydration. Even though they're a solid food, when they're soaked in water, or maybe if they're added to your oatmeal, put on vegetables, they actually lock in a lot of water. Also, fruit, pretty decent source of hydration, especially things like watermelon, very succulent fruits, are an excellent source of additional hydration. So, what about the advice to drink 8 glasses a day? Well, results may vary because, yeah, it might be a reasonable goal. But it turns out that most healthy people without an underlying medical condition, or maybe those people not taking a diuretic, which actually causes you to lose water, could stay hydrated merely by drinking water and other fluids whenever they feel thirsty. Coffee and tea count. Contrary to what is sometimes said about coffee, coffee is a little bit of a diuretic. But what it tends to do is it tends to irritate the bladder and makes you pee more, but it doesn't necessarily dehydrate you, according to the most recent studies that I've looked at. So I drink a lot of decaf, and if I'm about to take a long car trip, maybe I'll cut back on the decaf. One thing that has to be said is that this rule about hydration, well, for a lot of people, especially older people, they tend to cut back on hydration because their bladder capacity decreases. Men have prostate problems. One of the best ways to manage nighttime awakening due to the need to urinate, make a bathroom trip, is to limit your fluid intake at night. Well, okay, but that might limit your overall fluid intake. So there's a risk-benefit equation to limiting the amount of fluids you consume nightly. These recommendations also depend on your exercise level. If you're out exerting yourself, losing a lot of fluid, sweating, you may have an increased fluid requirement. It depends also on temperature, time of the year. There's also the problem that in older individuals, their thirst signals may be blunted. So, yeah, they say, well, yeah, just drink, you know, when you're thirsty. That's enough. Well, maybe, maybe not, especially with people taking certain medications that may blunt their sense of thirst. Cultural things have something to do with this because people of certain ethnicities, national backgrounds, they don't trust the water. Even though the water supply in most American cities is pretty good, although in some areas is full of chemicals, potentially full of lead. And so people are preferentially drinking sugar-sweetened beverages instead of water, or maybe they're drinking alcohol. Alcohol is certainly something that dehydrates you. Alcohol, yeah, free of bacteria, but not a great source of hydration. For instance, Hispanics have been found to have a distrust of municipal water and may increase their intake of other beverages, some less good, some laced with sugar. And then there are the folks who have a preference for energy drinks or sports drinks, often packing a lot of calories, unnecessary intake of artificial colors and other harmful ingredients. So when it comes to health, hydration is a very, very important factor that should take its place alongside sleep, good diet, exercise, stress reduction, and all these things that put together a healthy lifestyle that can guarantee health and longevity. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. That went long. Sorry.
At Essential Formulas, we provide the immune essentials for your family's health this winter. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and Reg Active. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is recognized as a worldwide leader in probiotic digestive health. Since 70% of your immune cells reside in your gut, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics have an impressive effect on immune health too. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics contain over 500 postbiotic metabolites, shown to help support immune function. Certified vegetarian, free of gluten, dairy, and GMOs. A powerful immune option. RegActive formulas help boost levels of glutathione, the body's most essential antioxidant, which decreases as we age. Maintaining glutathione levels is key in overall health protection. Be proactive about your immune health. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and RegActive at natural health retailers and online today.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 50% of all American adults and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost one-third of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising since high blood pressure, or hypertension, is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risks. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically shown to support healthy blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109 is available at natural health stores nationwide and online.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
I'm Richard Gerhart, founder of Gerhart Law. We specialize in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can find out more at learnmoreabouttrademarks.com. We love working with entrepreneurs and helping their businesses grow. And here is our client, Ricky, to tell it like it is.
Hi, I'm Ricky Frango, founder and CEO of Prime 6. We manufacture high-performing, clean, and sustainable fuels like charcoal and logs. We've been working with Gerhart Law since the beginning, really, and they've helped us figure out the trademarks, the patents, everything that has to do with product development and how to protect our inventions. And we're extremely grateful for the wonderful team that has been supporting our business since day one.
Thank you, Ricky. To learn more about trademarks, go to learnmoreabouttrademarks.com and download our free entrepreneur's guide to trademarks, or book a free consultation with me to discuss your patent and trademark needs. That's learnmoreabouttrademarks.com for your free booklet about trademarks and a free consultation.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255. You can come directly into the doctor's office and pose a question or share a comment. That number available to you 24-7, 365. So we have some recorded questions. So let's hit it.
I am planning to take mega doses of vitamin D for Epstein-Barr diagnosis. It would be 50,000 IU, 4 days, and the balance of the month is 10,000 IU. Will you guide me on that? I feel, and I think I'm accurate, that it is a necessary constructive process for what I got. Thank you.
Okay, well, I disagree. First of all, The diagnosis of Epstein-Barr virus is so 1990s. It was a popular diagnosis when we really didn't understand chronic fatigue syndrome, and often was the go-to diagnosis when we couldn't figure out why a person was feeling lousy. And so 9 out of 10 cases, when you test people for the presence of Epstein-Barr virus, you could make a case that they have elevated titers to Epstein-Barr virus. There's no precision to testing for Epstein-Barr. It's not like HIV testing, where either you have it or you don't have it. It's a lot of people have had exposure to Epstein-Barr virus. They may have had mononucleosis. They may have been very sick, or unbeknownst to them, they may have been exposed to the virus. And it's one of those viruses that persists in the system and kicks off antibodies. So the antibody test for Epstein-Barr is pretty darn near worthless. Doesn't tell you whether you have an active infection or if that's what's causing your fatigue. And there's so many other reasons why people are fatigued. And sometimes fatigue is a multifaceted thing. So to say, oh, it's Epstein-Barr virus, is very reductive. So then I think lazy practitioners, or maybe practitioners who are using outmoded methods, will say, oh, you've got Epstein-Barr virus. Okay, we've got an answer for you. Okay, well, how do we get rid of Epstein-Barr virus? That's challenging because there are no specific antivirals that we can use that perfectly knock out Epstein-Barr virus. So, yes, we can provide nutritional support with things like vitamin D. But taking 50,000 international units of vitamin D 4 days a week and then 10,000 the rest of the time, that could hike your vitamin D levels to a toxic place. And so you have to very carefully monitor vitamin D levels when you do that, if you think it's necessary. I don't think it's going to make a difference. Yes, vitamin D is important for supporting immunity, but we can do better with other targeted nutrients. We can use things like AHCC, brand name Empower. We can use higher levels of zinc. We can use astragalus. We can use certain herbal things that may help to support immunity and have antiviral effects. But that is not a sound strategy, so I'm really not liking what I'm hearing. 877-726-8255, our number. When we return, we'll tackle lead exposure. Lead exposure, maybe worse than we think, may account for more problems than was previously appreciated. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
This message comes to you from our sponsor, Subaru. Join Subaru in celebrating their fifth annual National Make a Dogs Day on October 22nd, a day to do something special for all dogs. This day, combined with the Subaru Loves Pets initiative, has helped many shelter animals find loving homes, including hard-to-adopt underdogs. Learn more at Subaru.com/Make a Dogs Day.
At Doctors Without Borders, we put patients first, and we go where we're needed most. We believe people deserve to be treated with compassion and dignity. We treat our patients completely free of charge and without regard to race, religion, or politics. And thanks to the 6 million people around the world who support our work, Doctors Without Borders will continue to put our patients first.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Starting Thursday, October 12th through the 31st, Gold Leaf Nursery's big fall sale begins. Take advantage of their fall sale prices. And what a sale it's going to be. 40% off all 1 gallon through 24-inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1 gallon through 15-gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock. Fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 248th birthday, November 10th, at Wind River Event Center. All are invited to come and celebrate this special event that includes March On of Colors, the Jefferson Pipes and Drums, and honoring our oldest and youngest Marines present, and much more. Tickets are $35 and includes dinner and birthday cake and dancing. Tickets can be obtained through Eventbrite, Marine Corps 248th birthday. For more information, call 530-605-4565.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, most notably getting rid of the Dominion voting machines, which we have proved are hackable. For the first time in a long time, we are going to have fair elections. By using volunteers in the process to hand count ballots, we will save money, and to date, we have over 400 people signed up. Fair elections, saving money, working hard for you. Vote no on the cry recall. Vote for Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Step into savings at Design Time and Tile during National Karastan Month and bring timeless luxury and sophisticated style to your home for the holidays. Enjoy the style and durability of environmentally friendly Karastan luxury carpet. Easy to clean with permanent built-in stain and soil resistance, or choose from the flawless craftsmanship of Karastan Luxcraft Luxury Vinyl and Bellalux Hardwood Collections. Live beautifully with Karastan and Design Time and Tile, voted 2022 Best of the North State, Clear Creek Road and Highway 273, or visit our website, designtimestore.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Real chemicals into our environment, and that's a big problem, but a very ancient problem, as old as ancient Rome, is lead exposure. The Romans used to deliberately flavor their wine with lead. They used lead pipes in their elaborate baths and plumbing systems. And it was thought that one of the reasons for the decline of the Roman Empire is that people just went plum crazy. That's a deliberate pun, because plum is from the Latin for lead. And there's a new study out that says that lead exposure might cause more deaths and IQ loss than expected. It's from The Lancet, which is one of the world's leading medical journals. Exposure to lead through sources such as contaminated food, soil, and paint may have contributed to 5.5 million adult cardiovascular disease deaths worldwide and 765 million lost IQ points among children younger than 5 in a single year, in the last year recorded, which is 2019, according to a new analysis of countries' blood lead level estimates. Now, this is a problem that has occurred less in the United States since they banned leaded gasoline in the 1960s, and now we have more stringent requirements about leaded paint. Lead is also present in old plumbing. Gradually, we're replacing some of that old plumbing. But it's cropped up, and it cropped up recently in some areas of the country where they had bad water. And this is not something that's vanished from the American scene, but it's a far more prevalent problem in what are called LMICs, low- and middle-income countries, where the infrastructure is older, the environmental rules are less stringent. And so they now say, we knew this was a problem, but the new study suggests that estimated IQ loss and deaths from cardiovascular disease are about 80% higher for IQ loss and 6 times greater from cardiovascular disease than earlier approximations. So the results, they say, are suggest that the magnitude of environmental risk from lead exposure is similar to that of fine particulate air pollution and exceeds the risk associated with unsafe household drinking water, sanitation, and hand washing, which are, you know, important considerations for overall health. So, wow, that is kind of mind-blowing. What they say in the discussion in the article in The Lancet is that reducing environmental lead exposure has almost immediate benefits for young children in terms of preventing cognitive impairment. It literally robs you of IQ points. Reducing exposure also has long-term cardiovascular disease benefits in adulthood for children of all ages. They admit that it remains unknown to what extent reducing exposure can also benefit today's adults who've already sustained previous lead exposure, but they admit that some relevant studies have shown that EDTA chelation therapy very effectively removes lead from the body and reduces the risk of adverse cardiovascular events over a 5-year follow-up period in patients with previous heart attacks. That is referencing a study that I actually co-authored quite a few years back about the benefits of chelation therapy for people who have had previous heart attacks. Chelation therapy involves an IV infusion of something called EDTA, which pulls lead out of the body. And so what they're saying is that maybe, just maybe, when we assess people, especially people with cardiovascular risk, and when we screen children, we ought to routinely screen for lead. We need to continue to do that. And that we should consider lead exposure, among other things, like high cholesterol, high homocysteine, high LP little A, high C-reactive protein, insulin resistance, the multiplicity of risk factors for cardiovascular disease, that we should include lead because it is a significant risk factor for cardiovascular disease. Certainly increases high blood pressure, that is known, but for what they say are reasons unknown, the presence of lead in the body increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. And according to this study, we could prevent hundreds of thousands, perhaps millions of deaths if we address the lead problem. Let's say we do find in a child a relatively high level of lead. Well, maybe, just maybe, we ought to evaluate their house for potential sources of lead, or maybe look at the quality of the drinking water in their community as a potential source of lead exposure, because the longer this child is exposed to lead, the worse the consequences for their learning, and ultimately the worse the consequences for cardiovascular risk. And that might also explain part of the disparity that occurs in the United States. People from poor neighborhoods where often there's old infrastructure, lead pipes, lead paint, that they are more prone to cardiovascular disease. Well, it has to do with diet. It has to do perhaps with stress. It has to do with perhaps lack of access to aggressive medical treatment. Yeah, part of the story, but also lead might be part of the equation. 877-726-8255, our number. And that number is available for recorded calls, so let's take one of those.
Hi, Doctor. What do you think is the real cause of MS?
Okay, what do I think is the real cause of MS? Well, if I really knew the precise reason for MS, I probably would be in line for a Nobel Prize. But it is now thought, you know, and I follow the research on this, that MS may be the result of a virus. And it actually, you know, previously we had a call about the Epstein-Barr virus. A lot of people have been exposed to the Epstein-Barr virus. In fact, it's a rarity to find a person who hasn't been exposed to Epstein-Barr. It's virtually, you know, 98% of the population. But it is thought that for some people, when the virus enters the body, that due to an aberrant immune response to the virus, that it triggers an autoimmune attack on the nerves. So there may be an association with the virus. There may be other causes. There may be environmental causes such as chemical exposure. There may be dietary factors such as lack of essential fatty acids or lack of other important nutrients. There's actually an association between low vitamin D and multiple sclerosis, and that's why it's advocated that people who have MS take higher doses of vitamin D to slow the progression of the disease. So there are probably a multiplicity of reasons. There may be even microbiome effects that the precise blend of bacteria in the intestinal tract and their diversity may set people up for an overactive immune response that targets the myelin that surrounds the nerves and thus increases the risk for multiple sclerosis. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's going to end up that there are many pathways to multiple sclerosis, that if you look at all the different pathways, that maybe we can get a handle on that disease. Currently, the medications for MS, well, we're coming up with newer medications to slow its progression, but some of them are very powerful and have side effects. And it may be preferable to look at root causes and address the root causes before we have to employ powerful, potentially destructive drugs to cure it. 877-726-8255, our number. This is an item that something that I thought about during my medical training. I had my medical training in the 1970s, way back when. And that's when I was a young doctor in charge of patients in big hospitals like Bellevue, NYU Hospital, and Manhattan VA Hospital. And sometimes I took care of patients in the intensive care unit. And patients in the intensive care unit are in a precarious balance. They're often receiving intravenous fluids. They're getting diuretics. Their electrolytes and certain things in their blood fluctuate literally from hour to hour. And so we were constantly running to the ICU and drawing blood on these patients, being multiple tubes of blood, you know, sometimes 3, 4, 5, 6 tubes of blood. And I noted in taking care of some of these patients in the intensive care unit that they might come in to the intensive care unit. They were always generally a little anemic because they were older and they were ill, and a normal blood count might be 40 or greater, and they would come with a blood count of 36, and a couple of days later, their blood count would be 32, and then their blood count would be 29, and pretty soon their blood count would be in the low 20s at the threshold where they might need a blood transfusion to give them back blood. And I thought to myself, we're drawing a lot of blood on these patients. What's going on? We're actually literally exsanguinating them. And that's not good for their potential survival because they're now being sustained. We're drawing out the blood to do all these blood tests, which may be necessary, you know, checking their blood sugar, checking their potassium, checking their chloride, checking their sodium. All these things fluctuate rapidly in patients on life support. But maybe, just maybe, we ought to be drawing less blood. So here's a study. Small volume blood collection tubes to reduce transfusions in intensive care. What a concept. You're using like little teeny tiny blood tubes because what ends up happening when you do blood analysis, you draw a big tube and you run a bunch of tests, but then you throw away the blood. You don't need all that blood sometimes to determine what's going on with these patients. So they pose the question, does transitioning from standard volume to small volume blood collection tubes for laboratory testing intensive care units reduce red blood cell transfusion? And the answer they came up with is that small volume blood collection tubes in the ICU may actually decrease the need for blood transfusions without affecting the quality of laboratory analysis. In other words, you still get the same results. You draw in less blood. But how about that for an innovation? Well, let's see. 45 years later, we're still drawing enormous amounts of blood out of patients in hospital. Is it really necessary for the vampires to come by and draw blood every 4 hours, leaving patients weak and feeble? 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com. As you know by now, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation, Plus CBD Daily Balance THC-free. Daily Balance is a daily use supplement that provides the benefits of CBD without the concern of other cannabinoids like THC causing unwanted effects. Daily Balance contains the purest form of hemp-derived CBD in high concentrations to help you overcome intense challenges to mental and physical well-being. All Plus CBD products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Daily Balance THC-free line of oil, soft gels, and gummies.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
60 Seconds of Service. This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com to learn more about how they support our military community. The giant checks just keep coming for the Loveland Veterans Plaza Project. On Sunday, representatives from the project's founding committee accepted a $10,000 donation from the North Colorado chapter of the Combat Veterans Motorcycle Association. Our sole mission is raising charitable funds or donating back to the veterans community to help veterans in need, according to CVMA Commander Kevin Bucks Buckner. We really understand the Veterans Plaza mission, and we want to be a part of that. The CVMA is a nonprofit organization that supports veterans both monetarily and through volunteering. Its membership is composed of service personnel from all branches of the military who also ride motorcycles as a hobby.
At Doctors Without Borders, we put patients first, and we go where we're needed most. We believe people deserve to be treated with compassion and dignity. We treat our patients completely free of charge, and without regard to race, religion, or politics. And thanks to the 6 million people around the world who support our work, Doctors Without Borders will continue to put our patients first.
This message comes to you from our sponsor, Subaru. Join Subaru in celebrating their 5th annual National Make a Dogs Day on October 22nd, a day to do something special for all dogs. This day, combined with the Subaru Loves Pets initiative, has helped many shelter animals find loving homes, including hard-to-adopt underdogs. Learn more at Subaru.com/Make-A-Dogs-Day.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and when it comes to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, we've had some great guests recently. So if you just listened to the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine, you're just getting the tip of the iceberg of the Intelligent Medicine phenomenon, because we got some great weekly podcasts that you may want to tune into. 877-726-8255. We got some more recorded questions. Let's hear one of those.
I've been hearing about a medical vegetable pill that's good for people with diabetes, with type 2 diabetes. I want to know, is this true, and is the pill effective for people with type 2 diabetes?
Okay, well, when it comes to vegetable pills, I'm not big on them, because what they purport to do is deliver all the benefits of the fruits and vegetables that people should be eating, you know, the 6 to 7 servings per day that are advocated. But what you get is basically dehydrated, poor quality, kind of not shelf suitable fruits and vegetables that have been deprived of most of their benefits. It's hard to take a live fruit or vegetable and apply pressure or cold or heat and shrink it down to a little capsule and preserve the benefits. So, you know, I think I heard enough of these ads for these fruit and veggie pills. That's one of my pet peeves. Like, I don't want to hear the word veggie ever again, because the idea is that in some way we're replicating the benefits of an overall healthy diet. And I think, unfortunately, some of these companies prey on especially the elderly or people who are sick, with the promise that somehow if they take these pills, it'll incredibly restore their vitality. And then with the pitch that somehow this is going to help diabetes, I don't think so. So there is, however, a phytonutrient, a plant nutrient, that comes from vegetables or comes from plants that is particularly helpful for blood sugar control, and that is berberine. Berberine can mimic some of the effects of something like metformin to optimize blood sugar in people who have metabolic syndrome or diabetes. So when you get a berberine capsule, at least you're going to get some standardized material. You know what's in there. It can be standardized to berberine content. And these actually may be helpful for blood sugar control. So that's something that I could get behind. But, you know, I'm not sure what you're talking about with a medical vegetable pill for diabetes. You know, maybe send me a link and that'll help me out. 877-726-8255. All right, AstroTurf. Young athletes kind of hate AstroTurf because they're more likely to cause turf toe and result in injuries. Just not natural. But some places like them because the weather's lousy or it takes a lot of water to keep grass growing in stadiums. So AstroTurf is kind of a shortcut. I see all too many young athletes with testicular cancer, young men. And the concern is, are they playing on fields that are laden with forever chemicals? That's what AstroTurf tends to exude. The California Assembly has advanced a bill to ban toxic forever chemicals in artificial turf. And while I kind of push back on some of the excesses of California, I think they're ahead of the curve here. Assembly Bill 1423 is sponsored by the Environmental Working Group, and I think it's a good idea because PFAS chemicals can be absorbed through the skin, and also inhalation of PFAS-laden dust can be a source of exposure. PFAS has been linked to higher risk of harm to the immune system, reduced vaccine efficacy, harm to development and the reproductive system, increasing risk of certain cancers like breast cancer, and effects on metabolism such as changes in cholesterol and weight gain. So, yeah, okay. California joins Connecticut, Massachusetts, and Vermont in introducing bills to ban PFAS and turf. And I want to go a step further because I think PFAS should be banned altogether. Join me in a campaign at banfpfas.org. Because that's something that we're encouraging via my involvement with the Alliance for Natural Health. 877-726-8255, our number, as we count down to hour two here on Intelligent Medicine. We've got more coming up for you.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family.
Come explore new cultures with Inviting Cultures Beyond Borders at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive in Anderson from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday, October 21st. This free event is open to the public and will feature international food, multicultural music and dancers, martial arts, and learn about Native American practices with Inviting Cultures Beyond Borders. They will also offer on-site health screenings, vendor booths, and activities for the kids. Brought to you by the Sikh Center, Shasta Interfaith, Reciprocca, United Way, North State Equity Fund, Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, Shasta Equal Justice Coalition, Shasta Beloved Community, Shasta Community Health Center, the Center at Sierra Health Foundation, the Public Health Institute, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. Expand your horizons with inviting cultures beyond borders at 5400 Sikh Center Drive in Anderson from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday, October 21st at the Sikh Center in Anderson.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A week of blistering airstrikes have demolished entire neighborhoods in Gaza but failed to stem militant rocket fire into Israel as defense forces mass along the border in anticipation of an all-out offensive to root out and kill Hamas militants. On ABC's This Week, Israeli Defense Forces spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Peter Lerner says Israeli strikes have been targeting Hamas.
We will strike Hamas from the top, through its institutions, all the way down to the individuals that conducted the butchery of our babies.
Meanwhile, speaking yesterday during a meeting with Saudi Foreign Minister, Secretary of State Blinken says Hamas does not represent the Palestinian people.
Hamas is a terrorist group. Its only agenda is to destroy the state of Israel and to murder Jews. And it's important that the entire world see it as such.
More than 1,400 Israelis were killed, the vast majority of them civilians, in the attack last week. At least 155 others, including children, were captured by Hamas and taken into Gaza, according to Israel. A 71-year-old Illinois man has been charged with a hate crime, accused of fatally stabbing a young boy and seriously wounding a woman because of their Islamic faith and the Israel-Hamas war. It happened in Will County, southwest of Chicago. Ethical concerns are casting a shadow over President Biden as he seeks re-election.
The concerns come amid investigations into Biden's son Hunter and a presidential impeachment inquiry. A poll shows 35% of U.S. adults believe the Democratic president himself has done something illegal. 33% say they think the president behaved unethically but not illegally. 30% say Joe Biden did nothing wrong. The poll was conducted by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. Bob Agner reporting.
And you can always check out the latest news, and you can read the best analysis by logging on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Mr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
U.S. Olympic gymnastics champion Mary Lou Retton is recovering from a rare form of pneumonia.
The Retton family posted on social media that the 1984 gold medalist in the women's individual all-round gymnastic competition is responding to treatment, breathing more strongly, and that her path to recovery is steadily progressing. The family had disclosed last week that Retton was in intensive care, fighting for her life, and even with her improvement, her recovery will be lengthy and expensive. George Williams reporting.
Actor Suzanne Somers, best known for playing Chrissy Snow on the TV sitcom Three's Company, has died. Somers had breast cancer for over 23 years and died this morning, a day shy of her 77th birthday. Somers was on the ABC Network sitcom from 1977 to 1981. She was also an author and a TV pitchman. She was first diagnosed in 2000 and had previously battled skin cancer. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. It's a speeding ticket like no other.
A Georgia man received a $1.4 million speeding ticket. Authorities say the figure, though, is just a placeholder, not the actual fine. Connor Cato said he received the citation after getting pulled over for doing 90 in a 55. He was told either pay it or appear in court. He decided to appear in court. The actual fine will be determined in December. Jason Walker reporting.
The tech industry is keeping close tabs on a huge antitrust trial. If the government regulators prevail, it's likely to unleash drastic changes designed to undermine the dominance of the Google search engine. Experts say if Google loses, it could open up new online avenues for consumers to explore it in pursuit of information. It could also raise prices if Google's banned from paying billions of dollars to favor its search engine on smartphones. Town Hall.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Council. Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, your senior care consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. We have a treat. We have special guest in studio, Mr. Chris Doogie and James Moberg. They are the owner and operators of a phenomenal company, a booming company called Bath Wizard. And Chris and James, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Hey, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
All right. It's good to have you guys in the studio again today. And for our listeners, write this number down. I'm going to give you a brand new website as well. So Bath Wizard at 1-800-298-5914 and online at bathwizardusa.com. Bathwizardusa.com. I checked out the new website. It looks awesome.
Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
We've worked hard on that.
Yeah, it looks like it. I mean, it's really, really nice. So, okay, so before the program started today, I asked Chris and James, I said, hey, what's new at Bath Wizard? There's always something new at Bath Wizard because you guys are blowing and going. It's I feel privileged and honored to have a ringside seat to you guys are just blowing it up here. So you mentioned a new product, and it sounds just really interesting, called Finish Magic. So what is that, and tell us about Finish Magic.
It's saving money on bathroom remodeling. It's don't replace it, refresh it, make it refinished. So
okay.
Taking old bathtubs, old tiles, and making them look, better than new maybe?
Right. Well, we do have a little tagline, like new for less.
Okay. All mm-hmm. right. I like that. And for less in these times that we're living in right now?
That's right.
That probably catches the ear of a lot of people.
Well, we think it's going to be a big, big, big winner for Bath Wizard. We're really excited. In fact, TV ads coming major soon.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Well, that sounds fantastic. And so you were talking about you can take a bathtub and maybe it's kind of beat up or strained or whatever the case may be, and you can make that thing look is just as good as new, maybe even better than it was on day one.
Right. Well, it starts with we've seen people use the industry term is refinishing or recoating or repainting, and that has been out there for a long time. And we've bought a lot of different chemicals to try things. We've actually hired some local companies to try to do some work for us, and we weren't really that satisfied. And to me and to us, we just said, this is a chemistry equation. how can we make this better? And so we ran into some good luck through a lot of research and came across a German chemist who had a formula it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it's actually designed to paint stuff in outer space. And and actually, I saw a thing this morning. The original space shuttle, the fuel tanks, they originally painted them with this stuff, and it added 600 pounds to the fuel tanks, so that stopped the fuel tanks. So the fuel tanks are no longer painted, but it's the same paint that was designed to withstand sending a space shuttle into space and for parts in outer space.
Whenever you see those images on TV or, a movie, the entering or exiting the atmosphere.
That's pretty intense right there.
Yep. Correct. So what's cool is that actually works for the bathroom. And if you look at what chemicals are out there currently, you'll not be surprised when you hear why those other technologies that are on the market now or that other companies are using haven't lasted that long. And so what happens, the kind of the problem that we've been solving or Finish Magic solves, is traditional refinishing might give you 1 to 5 years of longevity on your, bathtub or shower. And while that sounds kind of nice, when you know that there's a difference, that something could last forever, a lifetime, you'd probably prefer the lifetime.
I'm the kind of guy that if you give me 1 to 5 years on product A, or I can go with product B, lifetime, give me product B all day, every day. I mean, that's just, and I know a lot of people think the same way as I.
Well, we've actually got a razor blade challenge that if someone wants a quote, you call us, we come out, we bring you a sample, and if you can chip it off with a razor blade, it's free.
Oh. And then we let them try the razor blade on the other samples of other products on the market, and they slide right off.
Oh, wow.
It's unbelievable. And fixing bad refinishing has been one of the most popular projects for Bathwizard. It's like, I want anything but refinishing for anyone that's had it in the past. And I can't believe that anyone ever talked me into even sitting down and thinking it out. But we think we've cracked the code. It's something new, something revolutionary. The chemicals have been staring us right in the face. And everyone that looks at it is blown away.
And from the options that customers have in their home, this is now leapfrog something that already exists. Something that's been popular for the last 2-3 decades has been liner systems, or kind of a where someone puts something over your existing tub.
Called bathtub liners.
Those are...
I have to say, fundamentally, this does not sound like a good idea.
or a tub fitter.
Yeah, right.
Oh, boy.
And... what's hard about those inherently is that your bathroom is rarely perfectly square. So when someone comes in with a one-piece system, which doesn't have seams, and that's cool, but it doesn't always fit perfectly. So you end up getting some pockets, and you end up getting that kind of the echoey sound when you hit it with your elbow or your foot. Mm-hmm. Or a lot of times it's the water that sloshes underneath it, and it drives people nuts.
What water gets stuck in the drain, and you actually get water between your tub and the tub liner. And we call them floaters in the industry.
Oh, no. that just sounds gross. I mean, I can't imagine stepping into my bathtub. And first of all, when I step into a tub or a shower, I want to step in like it's like solid rock. I mean, nothing needs to be moving. But if I felt some squishiness, and then if I heard water underneath there, I would freak out. I would hate that.
Makes kids giggle. So
we're very happy that our finishing, which is Finish Magic Refinishing, has now leapfrogged what a liner system typically is. So rather than putting a tub fitting concept over your existing tub, we can just actually repair the tub, put a brand new coat on it that's going to last a lifetime, and it's going to look really nice. It's going to feel really nice, and you're not going to get any of that squishy, squashy stuff underneath your feet.
A lot of your customers concerned about safety, we can actually cut a hole in the side of their tub and put a cap over and refinish their bathtub like new, and it looks like a brand new shower and save a ton of money and no mess or dust.
Exactly.
Okay, so wait a minute. So you can take a bathtub. And first of all, you're going to refinish it with Finish Magic, and then, but you'll cut a hole in the center so you don't have to, when you get older and maybe, and you have some arthritis, you have some mobility issues, It may as well be a mile tall because you just can't lift your leg over the side of that bathtub. That's probably what, 18 inches, 20 inches, maybe
between
something like that.
14 and 18 is the average bathtub height.
Yeah, yeah. It may as well be 10 feet because a lot of my clients they can't get in it. So you'll cut a hole in the center of that bathtub to where it's just a slight step in. And basically repurpose the bathtub.
Yeah, it's just doing it's aging in place on a budget. I mean, it'll save a lot of money over tearing out, although tearing out's not a bad choice either, of course, if they want to call Bath Wizard for that. But we can now service more of the market. The budget conscious will love Bath Wizard, and people that want a complete tear out, our phone is ringing every day with that as well. So.
Well, and when you look at so in the world of senior care that I live in every day for the last, you know, how many years, over 20 years, one of the biggest challenges to remaining independent at home and aging in place is the bathroom. We need a toilet that's a little bit taller, but the biggest issue every time is the bathtub or the shower. And it is. So here's the bottom line. Bath Wizard can solve your issue, help you remain independent, age in place in your own home. And guess what that does? That will keep you from, it'll maybe permanently postpone, or at least temporarily postpone, having to move into a senior care community. And guess what you just saved? You just saved $10,000, maybe $12,000 a month by solving the bathroom issue. So is there a cost involved? Of course. But look at the alternative. Bath Wizard, you can reach out to our friends Chris and James and the great team at Bath Wizard, 1-800-298-5914, 1-800-298-5914, or online at bathwizardusa.com. Now the Senior Care Live question of the week. It is a good idea for you to be your own general contractor to remodel your bathroom. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life.
VA life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA life insurance.
I'm Richard Gerhart, founder of Gerhart Law. We specialize in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can find out more at learnmoreabouttrademarks.com. We love working with entrepreneurs and helping their businesses grow. And here is our client, Ricky, to tell it like it is.
Hi, I'm Ricky Frango, founder and CEO of Prime 6. We manufacture high-performing, clean, and sustainable fuels like charcoal and logs. We've been working with Gerhart Law since the beginning, really, and they've helped us figure out the trademarks, the patents, everything that has to do with product development and how to protect our inventions. And we're extremely grateful for the wonderful team that has been supporting our business since day one.
Thank you, Ricky. To learn more about trademarks, go to learnmoreabouttrademarks.com and download our free entrepreneur's guide to trademarks, or book a free consultation with me to discuss your patent and trademark needs. That's learnmoreabouttrademarks.com for your free booklet about trademarks and a free consultation.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Limp, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Limp mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. It's actually more of a statement. It is a good idea for you to be your own general contractor to remodel your bathroom. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is... false. It is not a good idea to be your own general contractor. And why is that not a good idea?
Used to be a great idea. Labor used to be pretty easy to find. And 2023 has changed the game completely. 2021. It's about like drinking water in Mexico. That's up where I...
Some places it's okay.
Wait, you mean that's not a good idea?
I've heard that.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of good analogies of how bad that idea is. And Tijuana. But yeah, the labor, it's a labor epidemic for skilled labor. We have to train pretty much every person that comes on board to do everything. And especially something as complicated as dealing with water. So bathroom remodeling is different because you have to be almost a custom cabinet maker and a plumber all wrapped into one.
Yep.
And people don't realize that.
You have to know about both sides of that. That's right.
Yeah, and it's just and water built the Grand Canyon, so too many variables can go wrong. Mm-hmm. It's Russian roulette with really bad odds.
Yep, it's amazing. And, you know, back in the day, and not really that long ago, there were people who were certainly skilled, and they were literally looking for work. And so maybe once upon a time you could find some of these folks and you know, get the materials. But today, I don't know where all these folks went. But, there's a staffing, it's a catastrophic issue in the world of senior care. And I know trying to find a quality craftsman to work in the remodeling business, I'm not sure where they all went. Maybe a lot of them retired or just chose maybe a different profession. But I'm glad you're here to train great, great quality craftsmen. And then you also back that with the double lifetime warranty.
Well, part of having the double lifetime warranty, we got to have the right materials, the right processes in place. But you're right. The key ingredient is a really good master craftsman installer. the right products with the right processes and someone who doesn't have the skill, that still doesn't turn out very right. And so as Chris was saying, we do have to do a lot of training, but we actually have a recruiting department, and they spend a lot of time doing first-round interviews and second-round interviews and people coming in, and then we have people shadow our existing guys, and the existing master craftsmen give their opinion and say, I think this guy's got it or he doesn't.
Yeah, yeah.
Full-time recruiting department, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., 5 days a week. All they do is interview.
Oh, wow.
And that's the phone interviews. And then we have a second full-time person that does all of the second interviews. That's two full-time people just in the Master Craftsman division, which is our production division. And most everyone that applies gets a big goose egg.
Right, right.
Because we're very selective.
I was going to say, you probably have a pretty high rejection rate there. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
How a customer could do that on their own, if they can do it, we want them to come apply for the position as well, because we want them to come to our recruiting department.
Yeah. Well, and there's a variety of things. Let's say you matched all the things that we are looking for. You have the skill, you have the background. All right, do you pass the background check? Are you willing to be a clean-shaven person and going into our houses? Do you have a good smile on your face? Do you show up on time? On Mondays, are you there on time, or was it the Chiefs game that got you out a little late last night?
Right.
You stack all this together.
Tucking in your shirt.
Oh, it's
drinking the night before.
Right. Yeah. Getting all the paperwork or making sure you're reading all the details that the salesperson went over with the customer to make sure all the customizations are done just right.
Mm.
So there's a lot to it, and we don't take it ever for granted what a great master craftsman really is.
Mm-hmm.
They're a little bit of a unicorn, and we're glad to have a stable of them.
See, that's amazing. So let's put out a shout-out to anyone who is interested in becoming a master craftsman with Bath Wizard. If you are interested in working, and let me say this, if you're interested in working with the company that is literally exploding, and I'm not even exaggerating that, reach out to them, 1-800-298-5914. Always looking for great, great folks to represent Bath Wizard, but you're going to have to be that unicorn. And if you don't know everything, they're willing to teach the right person. 1-800-298-5914 or BathWizardUSA.com. And just one more thought on the break. I was thinking to finish Magic. If that's going to withstand all of the heat on the reentry, probably going to do pretty well in the bathtub.
Absolutely agreed.
I think the customer is going to be just fine.
Absolutely. And then, you know, I tell you what, I recently read one of your many five-star reviews. It was from a sweet lady. She was an older lady named Lois. It was on one of your Twitter reviews. And you removed a bathtub that I would imagine, I'll just about guarantee, was really difficult for her to get in and out of. And you replaced it with this beautiful walk-in shower. And just this one home improvement can help her remain independent at home for years to come, and now she doesn't have to move into a senior care community spending thousands of dollars. I helped a lady. This has been many years ago. She had her husband was a big guy, and he had MS, so mobility issues. She said, I had to figure out the bathtub, the showering situation. So, it's probably 12 years ago, but she had the area cleared out. She had a roll-in shower, and she said, I just rolled him in. I just jumped in there with him. She was able to keep him home for 3 years.
Wow.
Just with that one fix. And then we moved her husband into long-term care. It cost $10,000 a month. That's $120,000 a year times three. By solving the shower issue, she legitimately saved $360,000. Because if she wouldn't have fixed that, he would have had to have moved 3 years sooner than that. Is it worth it? I would say yes.
Right.
Well, some of the people at home are just, you know, thinking about it and putting it on the back burner. We call that dipping the toe in the water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, dip the toe in your water, call the number, and just get an estimate. Our estimates are good for an entire year.
Oh, that's good to know.
So
that's
you good. Can sit back and relax. You can talk about it. Think about it. Talk to your preacher. Talk to your banker. Talk to your husband. Talk to your spouse. Talk to your whoever.
Yeah.
We call it the sit back and relax guarantee. We've got a one-year price guarantee for all of the customers.
See, and that's phenomenal. I'm constantly preaching being proactive, proactive, proactive when it comes to aging and senior care. This is a proactive approach. Come out, find out what it looks like, what it's going to cost, how long it's going to take, et cetera. And then you don't have to make a decision that very day. You have 12 full months. So I would get out and do that. Call Bath Wizard at 1-800-298-5914 or visit online at bathwizardusa.com. And Chris and James, thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate it. I always have a blast having you guys in the studio. Great. Keep up the great work that you're doing.
Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
All right, we'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, most notably getting rid of the Dominion voting machines, which we have proved are hackable. For the first time in a long time, we are going to have fair elections. By using volunteers in the process to hand count ballots, we will save money, and to date, we have over 400 people signed up. Fair elections, saving money, working hard for you. Vote no on the cry recall. Vote for Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Step into savings at Design Time and Tile during National Karastan Month and bring timeless luxury and sophisticated style to your home for the holidays. Enjoy the style and durability of environmentally friendly Karastan luxury carpet. Easy to clean with permanent built-in stain and soil resistance, or choose from the flawless craftsmanship of Karastan Luxcraft Luxury Vinyl and Belalux Hardwood Collections. Live beautifully with Karastan and Design Time and Tile, voted 2022 Best of the North State, Clear Creek Road and Highway 273, or visit our website, designtimestore.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Join One Safe Place for an electrifying night of glamour and show-stopping performances. October 21st, the Cascade Theater in Reading will host the dazzling final edition of Dancing with the Stars, Shasta Style. Talented professional dancers will compete for the Champions Trophy. Your golden tickets for the show are on sale now at ospshasta.org or go to cascadetheater.org. Brought to you in part by Reading Rancheria, Results Radio, KRCR Channel 7, and KCNR. Be a part of something truly extraordinary, because at One Safe Place, together we change lives.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Think Pink Day is coming up October 19th, featuring the Think Pink Bank giveaway at Tri-County's Banks on Hilltop Drive and South Street from 6 to 9 a.m. Later that day, the Think Pink Sundial Resource Fair is from 5 to 8 p.m. at the annual Think Pink Bridge Lighting at the Sundial Bridge. Think Pink calendars and bags will be available, along with NorCal Think Pink swag available for purchase. See you on Think Pink Day!
Local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Limp, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Limp mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
It's time to look into the past. After the Yom Kippur War, we had an oil embargo with prices increasing over 300%. As we continue to push green energy policies, Biden has drained the strategic petroleum reserve. What kind of danger have we put ourselves in? Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This message comes to you from our sponsor, Subaru. Join Subaru in celebrating their fifth annual National Make a Dogs Day on October 22nd, a day to do something special for all dogs. This day, combined with the Subaru Loves Pets initiative, has helped many shelter animals find loving homes, including hard-to-adopt underdogs. Learn more at Subaru.com/Make a Dogs Day.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so I was asked, this question's coming up quite a bit here recently, and I'm really happy it is, and I'm more than happy to address the question, answer it directly, and provide great information for anyone interested in asking this question. So I had another meeting with a great individual, and again, I was asked by an attorney, and the question is, Steve, why should we refer our clients to Senior Care Consulting over one of these free referral services? Now, this attorney is very sharp. This attorney understands everything, but he asked the question because then he has to address it with his clients. Because everyone has this question now, because these free referral services are just, I mean, they're popping up like weeds, like every other day, it seems like. But they all work the same way, as you already know. So I answered the question by saying, well, if you refer to one of the free referral services, you will always have to ask yourself this question. Well, did they recommend the best place for my client, or did they recommend the place where they get the biggest commission or the biggest kickback? Right? That's a huge, huge question. And there's this level of insecurity every single time. Well, I mean, can I trust them to recommend the actual best place for my client? Or are they just recommending the places where they get these huge, huge commissions and kickbacks? And you will always have this question if you refer your clients to them. You'll have it every single time because of the inherent built-in conflict of interest with their business model. They do not make money unless they refer people and recommend people to their partner senior care communities, period. And again, I've had people with some of these free referral services, oh, I do pro bono work, and I've taken people to places that are not on our list. And while that may be true, I will guarantee you the vast majority of the time, they are recommending their partner senior care providers. Because guess what? That's how they make money. And again, I know I've mentioned this before, but I have access to publicly available documents that prove that there are a lot
of these free referral services, making six figures, and many of them well into six figures. And they don't do that with a lot of pro bono work and recommending all these facilities that are not on their list. Although I'm sure they do that occasionally, that's how they make money. So there is your inherent built-in conflict of interest. And then I assured this very nice attorney, there is no such worry when referring your clients to Senior Care Consulting. Because guess what? That conflict of interest, it does not exist, period. It's non-existent. And the attorney thought this was fantastic, and he loves our fiduciary approach of working in the client's best interest with no zero conflict of interest whatsoever. I like to basically describe this. If you're familiar in the financial world with the term fiduciary, we take a fiduciary type of an approach, and we do not receive a penny from any of the senior care communities out there. Not one single penny. So that conflict of interest just does not exist. And now this attorney will be referring their clients to Senior Care Consulting. And I'll tell you what, if you want to know just kind of a really, really stark and stunning comparison, I would invite you to go to our website at seniorcareconsulting.com and then go to the Why Choose Us tab. Just click that, and it talks about that. If you go to the very bottom of that page, there is a graphic, and it says Senior Care Consulting versus free referral services. It's a stunning side-by-side comparison. If anyone reads that, they're going to be like, okay, this is a no-brainer. I'm calling Senior Care Consulting because I want someone working for me and representing me and my clients and working in our best interest. I don't want someone who's going to take me to a partner business, a partner senior care community, and if I choose their partner, then they get this huge kickback, thousands and thousands of dollars. That doesn't sound like it's in my best interest. So, again, I would invite you to go to seniorcareconsulting.com. You can go / Why Choose Us, or just click on the Why Choose Us, and you can read about that, some different different information there. But if you go to the bottom, just check out that graphic. It is shocking. And then when you need help, give me a call. 913-945-2800. That's 913-945-2800. Or again, seniorcareconsulting.com. All right, so let's talk about this again. I'm going to be repeating myself a few times here as we're heading into the fall. We are full speed ahead heading into fall. How about that? Man, the weather's a lot nicer. Pumpkins are starting to come out. The pumpkin spice commercials are killing me. I mean, everything's – I think I saw something for a pumpkin spice taco the other day, which was just – sounds totally disgusting. But we're there. I mean, we're into it. And what that means relative to the business of senior care, that means that the demand for all of senior care – and I'm talking about home health care. I'm talking about hourly home care or private duty nursing – that demand is going up, and then the demand for any of these communities at any level, independent living, assisted living, long-term care, memory care, et cetera, the demand for all of it is going to start to increase right about now. So we're coming out of the lowest demand of the year, June, July, and August. And then now, September is behind us. Now we're into October. We're barreling toward the end of the year. It's going to start getting cooler and cooler. Then it's going to get cold. And a couple of things happen. Number one, you have people who will be returning home for the holidays. And it's just a wonderful family time of the year. It's my favorite time of the year. I love Thanksgiving. I love Christmas. I love New Year's. I love all of that. It's just fantastic. But for many families, they'll return home to come to the realization of, oh, my goodness, Oh, my goodness. I had no idea that Dad was doing that poorly. He covered that up pretty well on FaceTime or Zoom or a phone, the phone call. Or, oh, my gosh, I had no idea that Mom was struggling this badly. Had no idea. So you have, again, families coming home. They haven't been home for a while. They have this objective look. They have this new and sudden realization of we're going to need to do something. Let's look at possibly moving to a senior care community, but it's not a crisis. It's not an emergency, but let's look into that after the holidays. So that happens. And then we get into the toughest part of winter, and it's cold, and people are sick, and they have the flu and pneumonia, and they're falling on the ice and fracturing hips, and all heck breaks loose. And COVID's never going away, I don't think. I hope it does, but I have the feeling it's not. So, I mean, that's still hanging around. And all of a sudden, in January, about the 7th through the 10th or so, it's Katie barred the door. So you have a combination of this newly realized pent-up delayed demand till after the first, and then you have a natural increase in demand because of the weather and illness, et cetera, et cetera. And that makes January, February, and into March the highest demand of the entire year. And if you know me, I recommend all day, every day, be proactive. If you wait until the last second, you will be stuck with just some place that has a bed available. That's never a good idea. I would recommend going through that search and selection process right now. And if you need help with that, we can help you with senior care consulting. We can help you get through that and be proactive, get your name on a wait list, and then move when you're ready to move. 913-945-2800 or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. And I'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit seniorcarelive.com. We'll have more coming up.
And now, Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple one- or two-page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Keeker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at seniorcareconsulting.com.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com. Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different.
We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
This message comes to you from our sponsor, Subaru. Join Subaru in celebrating their fifth annual National Make a Dogs Day on October 22nd, a day to do something special for all dogs. This day, combined with the Subaru Loves Pets initiative, has helped many shelter animals find loving homes, including hard-to-adopt underdogs. Learn more at Subaru.com/Make-A-Dogs-Day.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com to learn more about how they support our military community. In Princeton, West Virginia, an event honoring veterans and their families by serving breakfast and providing surplus property to them is coming back to Mercer County on November 4th. The 2023 Community Veterans Breakfast and Stand Down will begin 9 a.m. Saturday, November 4th at the Princeton Lifeline Church of God off Oakvale Road near Princeton. In 2020, the Veterans Breakfast and Stand Down had to be canceled due to COVID-19 precautions. Local volunteers and organizations such as the Vietnam Veterans Auxiliary and members of the Concord University basketball team will be helping, along with LPN students from the Mercer County Technical Education Center, local Boy Scouts, and Rotary clubs from Princeton and Bluefield.
At Doctors Without Borders, we put patients first, and we go where we're needed most. We believe people deserve to be treated with compassion and dignity. We treat our patients completely free of charge and without regard to race, religion, or politics. And thanks to the 6 million people around the world who support our work, Doctors Without Borders will continue to put our patients first.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so I want to shift gears here a little bit and discuss senior care consulting and our franchising opportunity and just kind of where we're at now. So we are moving along, let me say that. If you're interested in discussing a senior care consulting franchise, give us a call at 833. I'm going to give you two numbers, 833-SCC-FRAN. If you want me to spell that out for you, which I would, it's 833-722-3726. And let us know that you're interested. Raise your hand, and we will get back with you, and we'll start talking about that. But I am now realizing that there are a number of people out across the country who are working in the business of senior care. And they get all of this. They understand it. I have talked to several folks who are like the executive director, assisted living community, maybe multiple communities. I've talked to folks who are licensed nursing home administrators, so they work at that long-term care level. I've spoken with a number of people who are in the sales and marketing and business development side of things, that role within the world of senior care. And I've spoken with a number of nurses. So they were the director of nursing at a particular place in a particular state. And when they hear about senior care consulting, I'll tell you what, everyone loves our business model. Senior care consulting, we offer a placement service with integrity. And what that means is we do not receive reimbursement from any senior care community, period. In my humble opinion, and in the opinion of a whole lot of other people as well, it's just that's a gross conflict of interest.
And I won't have anything to do with that. I have never received a single penny, not one penny, from any senior care provider. And we all get along great. And with senior care consulting, we come in the front door with our clients and we're welcomed, and they love it. The communities love it because I come in with a pre-qualified potential move-in for them. So these folks are interested in moving in. And we go to our top three communities, so they've got a 1 in 3 chance of that individual, that family choosing them, and they love it too. But in on the business side of things, everyone loves our business model, and they say every single person I've spoken with, and I've spoken with quite a few folks over the past several months. Every person we've spoken with said, you know what, really stands out for me is that. You don't receive reimbursement from the communities, and that really resonates with me because I just don't think it's right. I don't think it's right. And so I'm really, really excited and really, really encouraged by that people are recognizing the business model of senior care consulting, and they, especially people who work in senior care, they get it because they have had to work through and be exposed to all of these free referral services and all of the built-in issues that come along with that, as well as the cost, as well as the cost. Some of these folks say, you know, we're getting these leads, and these leads, a lot of time they're not really qualified, and I'm wasting my time having to follow up on them. And then if someone does move in, then we have to pay several $1,000s, and they just don't like it at all. But maybe the company they work for has chosen to give these referral services a try. And by the way, I've mentioned this before on the program, but there are a lot of these communities that are no longer willing to pay to play. I see that as a trend now because I'm hearing that so frequently now. So I think that business model's in some trouble, frankly. And people see that as well. So people who are interested in owning a senior care consulting franchise, again, reach out at 833-722-3726 or 833-SCC-FRAN. And maybe you're driving or not able to take a note. Maybe you can't remember that. Just go to seniorcareconsulting.com and click on the franchising button, and it'll take you right there. There's a form that you can fill out. No worries at all. Feel free to do that as well. Most of our leads actually do come in either through the phone number or through the contact form on the website. Either way is great with me. And then we'll set up a time to get together and visit about that. But people, again, working in the business of senior care, I think you are uniquely positioned to learn our systems, and we're going to train you to do exactly what we do here in the Kansas City marketplace, how to meet with the client, how to and if they would like to move forward, how to conduct that proprietary geriatric care assessment. We're going to teach you how to do that and all of the things within that assessment that would say this person qualifies for assisted living or residential care or long-term care. This person needs memory care today, or this person will need, highly likely need, memory care down the road. And then we also teach them how to work through the needs when someone is needing to move into or wanting to move into a continuing care retirement community. And what are all of the upfront costs, and what are all the business models for the entrance fee models? And, you know, 90-10, 80-20, 70-30, 50-50, and then there's the life care contracts that amortize a certain percentage per month with no refund in a short period of time. What do you get for that? How does it work? We will train all of our franchise owners about all of that, everything. And then we'll also teach you how to work with our clients and go out and take a tour of the communities, and we'll teach you what questions to ask, what information to gather. We'll teach you how to assemble your report, and all of that. We'll teach you how to market your services in your local market. Let me say this. You will stick out like a sore thumb in your local market. Stick out like a sore thumb in a very good way. Because if you're in a larger market, it's likely that there are at least, you know, maybe one or two of these free referral services. There could be more than that. And so it's very, very simple for you to differentiate yourself with these free referral services. And again, if you're speaking with home health providers, home care companies, hospice providers, estate planning attorneys, elder law attorneys, financial advisors, it goes on and on and on and on. And you explain our business model and the fiduciary approach that we take, every one of these professionals, they get it right away, and they're like, wow.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Israeli Defense Force is still poised to cross the border into the Gaza after more than 1,400 Israelis were killed, the vast majority of them civilians, in last week's Hamas attack. At least 155 others, including children, were captured by Hamas and taken into Gaza, according to Israel. Fighting along Israel's border with Lebanon intensified, but Hezbollah says it's not entered the war. Meanwhile, President Biden urging Israel not to occupy Gaza.
The president has been steadfast in his support of Israel since the surprise Hamas attack more than a week ago. He has denounced the terrorists and supported Israel's right to defend. But Mr. Biden told CBS's 60 Minutes that it would be a big mistake if Israeli troops occupied Gaza. He also called on Israel, Egypt, and other nations to allow for humanitarian aid and supplies into the worsening conflict zone. Greg Clugston, Washington.
More people have died following new Russian attacks on Ukraine while Kyiv continues their drone counterstrikes.
At least six people are dead following new attacks launched by Russia in various locations across Ukraine. Reports confirm deaths in Kherson area after Russian bombardment with more than 100 shells, and in Donetsk, where two people lost their lives in an airstrike hitting their home. Two guided bombs also hit key infrastructure in Kherson city, causing a partial blackout and water supply disruption. Meanwhile, Russia's Defense Ministry reports shooting down a number of Ukrainian drones in Kursk region. This led to speculation in Russian media that the counterattack could have been targeting a military airfield there. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Meanwhile, President Putin's expected to meet this week with Chinese leaders in Beijing on a visit that underscores China's support for Moscow during its war in Ukraine. The countries have forged an informal alliance against the United States and other democratic nations that's now complicated by the Israel-Hamas war. More news and analysis, townhall.com.
You take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
Argentina's firebrand populist presidential candidate Javier Milei is coming under fire from his rivals.
They're blaming him for a sharp depreciation of the local currency in the parallel market. Milei is the frontrunner to win Argentina's October 22nd presidential election. He continues to tout his controversial plan for dollarization of the South American country's economy. The Argentine peso has sharply depreciated recently.
Jeremy House reports the exchange rate was at 605 pesos per dollar before the upstart Milei rocked Argentina's political landscape by unexpectedly emerging as the top vote-getter in the country's national primaries August 13th. Polish opposition leader Donald Tusk declaring the beginning of a new era after three opposition parties appear to have won enough votes in Sunday's parliamentary election to oust the governing party. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. J.P. Morgan Chase's third quarter profit soared 35% from last year, fueled by a rapid rise in interest rates.
All the news is not good for investors. The bank CEO Jamie Dimon issuing a sobering statement about the current state of world affairs and economic instability. Dimon said the Russia-Ukraine and Israel-Palestinian wars, high levels of government debt and deficits, as well as high inflation, are all contributing to what he calls the most dangerous time the world has seen in decades. Bob Agner reporting.
A Washington couple heading to the Supreme Court over a $15,000 tax bill they believe is unconstitutional. The pair claim they had to pay because of their investment in an Indian company, even though they say they never received any distribution, dividend, or other payment. The husband and wife are the public face of a high court case that's being backed by business and conservative political interests, and it could upend parts of the U.S. tax code. More at townhall.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The Ad Council.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a weekly program about, well, it's about your health. It's about all aspects of your health, from a lifestyle to the medications you take and the high-tech interventions that you sometimes have to contemplate. 877-726-8255, our number. And we've got lots of stuff to cover today. Plus, when you call 877-726-8255, in addition to having access to this program while we're on the air, anytime, 24/7, 365, you can record a question. And we got some great recorded questions that we can tackle during today's show. 877-726-8255. Among the subjects we're going to tackle today, we're going to talk about lead exposure. We're going to be talking about another environmental hazard, forever chemicals, so-called PFAS chemicals. We'll talk about the effects of a certain nutrient on long COVID. Interesting study looking at that. Many more issues we're going to tackle on today's program. 877-726-8255. The issue that I want to point to in the beginning of today's program is something that, well, you might consider this sort of a light consideration when it comes to overall health. You know, we talk about the benefits of exercise, we talk about the benefits of sleep, we talk about the importance of diet, of course. We even talk about stress, we talk about nutritional supplements, but something that is often overlooked when you go to the doctor's office, ask yourself this question. When was the last time a doctor asked you about your hydration, how much fluid you take in on a daily basis. And that, according to a recent study that I'll share with you, and there's more and more studies around this issue, turns out to be a big problem, turns out to be a big health risk, and is worth evaluating when you have a medical encounter. The article is entitled, Underhydration is Associated with, wait for it, Obesity, Chronic Disease, and Death Within 3 to 6 Years. Yeah, death within 3 to 6 years ain't pretty. In the U.S. population age 51 to 70. And it starts out by saying that a big national survey, the NHANES study, which evaluates the health habits and the nutrition habits of Americans, looking at millions of Americans, indicates that over 65% of adults age 51 to 70 in the U.S. do not meet hydration criteria. What are those criteria? Well, you can use a blood test showing either excessively high or excessively low sodium. It can go either way. Also, just evaluating urine volume. How much urine do you produce? Because if you're dehydrated, you're not going to produce a lot of urine. Also, something called urine osmolality, which evaluates the concentration of your urine. Because if you don't have enough water in your system, your urine will be ultra concentrated. One of the ways to know that is to look in the toilet bowl and ascertain the color of the urine. And if the urine is very dark yellow or amber, well, maybe, just maybe, you're not consuming enough in the way of fluid. That's urine osmolality. An exception might be if you've just taken a whole bunch of B vitamins. Vitamin B2 or riboflavin in particular tends to color the urine magic marker yellow. But if your urine is dark, appearing concentrated, well, maybe you're just not consuming enough fluid. Well, what they did in the study, they took a sample of people in the NHANES study. The sample was of 1,200 individuals aged 51 to 70. And what they found was, after statistical evaluation, underhydration was significantly associated with increased prevalence of obesity, high waist circumference, insulin resistance, diabetes, low HDL, hypertension, and metabolic syndrome. Over 3 to 6 years of follow-up, 33 chronic disease deaths occurred in the sample. Now, you may say, well, that's not a lot of deaths, but it's a small sample. It's just 1,200 people. If you extrapolate to the population of the United States over 3 to 6 years, that would represent an estimated 1,084,144 deaths across the United States. They say alongside chronic health conditions, underhydration was a risk factor for an estimated 863,305 deaths. So, by contrast, zero chronic disease deaths were reserved for people who met the hydration criteria, but also did not have a chronic condition. Because, yeah, if you've got a chronic condition, no matter what your hydration status is, well, you have a higher risk of dying. So, whoa, this is very, very concerning and suggests that a lot of people aren't getting enough fluid. The question is, so how much fluid does the average healthy adult living in a temperate climate need? No, we're not talking about people who live in the Sahara or even people who live in Phoenix, Arizona, because the vast majority of people are staying inside in air conditioning. The U.S. National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine determined that an adequate daily fluid intake is 15.5 cups of fluids a day for men, and about 11.5 cups of fluids a day for women. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to religiously drink 15 and a half cups if you're a man or 11 and a half cups if you're a woman, because these recommendations cover fluids from water, other beverages, and food. About 20% of daily fluid intake, it usually comes from food, and the rest comes from beverages. So certain foods deliver a lot of hydration, particularly high-fiber foods, because fibers lock in water. And, for example, chia seeds, which absorb a lot of water, are actually a great source of hydration. Even though they're a solid food, when they're soaked in water, or maybe if they're added to your oatmeal, put on vegetables, they actually lock in a lot of water. Also, fruit, pretty decent source of hydration, especially things like watermelon, very succulent fruits, are an excellent source of additional hydration. So what about the advice to drink 8 glasses a day? Well, results may vary because, yeah, it might be a reasonable goal, but it turns out that most healthy people without an underlying medical condition, or maybe those people not taking a diuretic, which actually causes you to lose water, could stay hydrated merely by drinking water and other fluids whenever they feel thirsty. Coffee and tea count. Contrary to what is sometimes said about coffee, coffee is a little bit of a diuretic, but what it tends to do is it tends to irritate the bladder and makes you pee more, but it doesn't necessarily dehydrate you, according to the most recent studies that I've looked at. So I drink a lot of decaf, and if I'm about to take a long car trip, maybe I'll cut back on the decaf. One thing that has to be said is that this rule about hydration, well, for a lot of people, especially older people, they tend to cut back on hydration because their bladder capacity decreases. Men have prostate problems. One of the best ways to manage nighttime awakening due to the need to urinate, make a bathroom trip, is to limit your fluid intake at night. Well, okay, but that might limit your overall fluid intake. So there's a risk-benefit equation to limiting the amount of fluids you consume nightly. These recommendations also depend on your exercise level. If you're out exerting yourself, losing a lot of fluid, sweating, you may have an increased fluid requirement. It depends also on temperature, time of the year. There's also the problem that in older individuals, their thirst signals may be blunted. So, yeah, they say, well, yeah, just drink, you know, when you're thirsty. That's enough. Well, maybe, maybe not, especially with people taking certain medications that may blunt their sense of thirst. Cultural things have something to do with this because people of certain ethnicities, national backgrounds, they don't trust the water. Even though the water supply in most American cities is pretty good, although in some areas it's full of chemicals, potentially full of lead. And so people are preferentially drinking sugar-sweetened beverages instead of water, or maybe they're drinking alcohol. Alcohol is certainly something that dehydrates you. Alcohol, yeah, free of bacteria, but not a great source of hydration. For instance, Hispanics have been found to have a distrust of municipal water and may increase their intake of other beverages, some less good, some laced with sugar. And then there are the folks who have a preference for energy drinks or sports drinks, often packing a lot of calories, unnecessary intake of artificial colors and other harmful ingredients. So when it comes to health, hydration is a very, very important factor that should take its place alongside sleep, good diet, exercise, stress reduction, and all these things that put together a healthy lifestyle that can guarantee health and longevity. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. That went long. Sorry.
At Essential Formulas, we provide the immune essentials for your family's health this winter. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and RegActive. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is recognized as a worldwide leader in probiotic digestive health. Since 70% of your immune cells reside in your gut, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics have an impressive effect on immune health, too. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics contain over 500 postbiotic metabolites, shown to help support immune function. Certified vegetarian, free of gluten, dairy, and GMOs, a powerful immune option. RegActive formulas help boost levels of glutathione, the body's most essential antioxidant, which decreases as we age. Maintaining glutathione levels is key in overall health protection. Be proactive about your immune health. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and RegActive at natural health retailers and online today.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 50% of all American adults and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost one-third of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure, or hypertension, is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risks. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically shown to support healthy blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109 is available at natural health stores nationwide and online.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
I'm Richard Gerhart, founder of Gerhart Law. We specialize in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can find out more at learnmoreabouttrademarks.com. We love working with entrepreneurs and helping their businesses grow. And here is our client, Ricky, to tell it like it is.
Hi, I'm Ricky Frango, founder and CEO of Prime 6. We manufacture high-performing, clean, and sustainable fuels like charcoal and logs. We've been working with Gerhart Law since the beginning, really, and they've helped us figure out the trademarks, the patents, everything that has to do with product development and how to protect our inventions. And we're extremely grateful for the wonderful team that has been supporting our business since day one.
Thank you, Ricky. To learn more about trademarks, go to learnmoreabouttrademarks.com and download our free entrepreneur's guide to trademarks, or book a free consultation with me to discuss your patent and trademark needs. That's learnmoreabouttrademarks.com for your free booklet about trademarks and a free consultation.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255. You can come directly into the doctor's office and pose a question or share a comment. That number available to you 24-7, 365. So we have some recorded questions. So let's hit it.
I am planning to take mega doses of vitamin D for Epstein-Barr diagnosis. It would be 50,000 IU, 4 days, and the balance of the month is 10,000 IU. Will you guide me on that? I feel, and I think I'm accurate, that it is a necessary constructive process for what I got. Thank you.
Okay, well, I disagree. First of all, the diagnosis of Epstein-Barr virus is so 1990s. It was a popular diagnosis when we really didn't understand chronic fatigue syndrome, and often was the go-to diagnosis when we couldn't figure out why a person was feeling lousy. And so 9 out of 10 cases, when you test people for the presence of Epstein-Barr virus, you could make a case that they have elevated titers to Epstein-Barr virus. There's no precision to testing for Epstein-Barr. It's not like HIV testing, where either you have it or you don't have it. It's a lot of people have had exposure to Epstein-Barr virus. They may have had mononucleosis. They may have been very sick, or unbeknownst to them, they may have been exposed to the virus. And it's one of those viruses that persists in the system and kicks off antibodies. So the antibody test for Epstein-Barr is pretty darn near worthless. It doesn't tell you whether you have an active infection or if that's what's causing your fatigue. And there's so many other reasons why people are fatigued, and sometimes fatigue is a multifaceted thing. So to say, oh, it's Epstein-Barr virus, is very reductive. So then I think lazy practitioners, or maybe practitioners who are using outmoded methods, will say, oh, you've got Epstein-Barr virus. Okay, we've got an answer for you. Okay, well, how do we get rid of Epstein-Barr virus? That's challenging because there are no specific antivirals that we can use that perfectly knock out Epstein-Barr virus. So, yes, we can provide nutritional support with things like vitamin D. But taking 50,000 international units of vitamin D 4 days a week and then 10,000 the rest of the time, that could hike your vitamin D levels to a toxic place. And so you have to very carefully monitor vitamin D levels when you do that. If you think it's necessary, I don't think it's going to make a difference. Yes, vitamin D is important for supporting immunity, but we can do better with other targeted nutrients. We can use things like AHCC, brand name Empower. We can use higher levels of zinc. We can use astragalus. We can use certain herbal things that may help to support immunity and have antiviral effects. But that is not a sound strategy, so I'm really not liking what I'm hearing. 877-726-8255, our number. When we return, we'll tackle lead exposure. Lead exposure may be worse than we think, may account for more problems than was previously appreciated. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
This message comes to you from our sponsor, Subaru. Join Subaru in celebrating their fifth annual National Make a Dogs Day on October 22nd, a day to do something special for all dogs. This day, combined with the Subaru Loves Pets initiative, has helped many shelter animals find loving homes, including hard-to-adopt underdogs. Learn more at Subaru.com/Make-A-Dogs-Day.
At Doctors Without Borders, we put patients first, and we go where we're needed most. We believe people deserve to be treated with compassion and dignity. We treat our patients completely free of charge and without regard to race, religion, or politics. And thanks to the 6 million people around the world who support our work, Doctors Without Borders will continue to put our patients first.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, most notably getting rid of the Dominion voting machines, which we have proved are hackable. For the first time in a long time, we are going to have fair elections. By using volunteers in the process to hand count ballots, we will save money, and to date, we have over 400 people signed up. Fair elections, saving money, working hard for you. Vote no on the cry recall. Vote for Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Step into savings at Design Time and Tile during National Karastan Month and bring timeless luxury and sophisticated style to your home for the holidays. Enjoy the style and durability of environmentally friendly Karastan luxury carpet. Easy to clean with permanent built-in stain and soil resistance, or choose from the flawless craftsmanship of Karastan Luxcraft Luxury Vinyl and Bellalux Hardwood Collections. Live beautifully with Karastan and Design Time and Tile, voted 2022 Best of the North State, Clear Creek Road and Highway 273, or visit our website, designtimestore.com.
Do you have that story inside you just waiting to be shared with the world? We have great news. NaNoWriMo is coming. This November is National Novel Writing Month, and the local writing community is gathering to support local writers and stores. Find out how to get involved by heading to NaNoWriMo.org or finding the Writing Roots team on social media. By working together, this November may be the month your dream becomes a reality.
Hi, I'm Tim Scarborough, host of Shasta Outdoors. As an outreach of It Does My Soul Well, we bring to you each week guest news and information about the great outdoors. There are so many wonderful opportunities to get out there and enjoy hiking, kayaking, fishing, horseback riding, hunting, and the list goes on of things we get to enjoy in Northern California. Shasta Outdoors, Friday evenings from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on KCNR.
What's being hidden from us about the COVID-19 scenario, about covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world, about the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse. If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. Our number, it's been estimated that since about the 1940s, we've introduced about 50,000 novel industrial chemicals into our environment. And that's a big problem, but a very ancient problem, as old as ancient Rome, is lead exposure. The Romans used to deliberately flavor their wine with lead. They used lead pipes in their elaborate baths and plumbing systems. And it was thought that one of the reasons for the decline of the Roman Empire is that people just went plum crazy. That's a deliberate pun, because plum is from the Latin for lead. And there's a new study out that says that lead exposure might cause more deaths and IQ loss than expected. It's from The Lancet, which is one of the world's leading medical journals. Exposure to lead through sources such as contaminated food, soil, and paint may have contributed to 5.5 million adult cardiovascular disease deaths worldwide and 765 million lost IQ points among children younger than 5 in a single year, in the last year recorded, which is 2019, according to a new analysis of countries' blood lead level estimates. Now, this is a problem that has occurred less in the United States since they banned leaded gasoline in the 1960s, and now we have more stringent requirements about leaded paint. Lead is also present in old plumbing. Gradually, we're replacing some of that old plumbing. But it's cropped up, and it cropped up recently in some areas of the country where they had bad water. And this is not something that's vanished from the American scene, but it's a far more prevalent problem in what are called LMICs, low- and middle-income countries, where the infrastructure is older, the environmental rules are less stringent. And so they now say, we knew this was a problem, but the new study suggests that estimated IQ loss and deaths from cardiovascular disease were about 80% higher for IQ loss and 6 times greater from cardiovascular disease than earlier approximations. So the results, they say, are suggest that the magnitude of environmental risk from lead exposure is similar to that of fine particulate air pollution and exceeds the risk associated with unsafe household drinking water, sanitation, and hand washing, which are, you know, important considerations for overall health. So, wow, that is kind of mind-blowing. What they say in the discussion in the article in The Lancet is that reducing environmental lead exposure has almost immediate benefits for young children in terms of preventing cognitive impairment. It literally robs you of IQ points. Reducing exposure also has long-term cardiovascular disease benefits in adulthood for children of all ages. They admit that it remains unknown to what extent reducing exposure can also benefit today's adults who've already sustained previous lead exposure. But they admit that some relevant studies have shown that EDTA chelation therapy very effectively removes lead from the body and reduces the risk of adverse cardiovascular events over a 5-year follow-up period in patients with previous heart attacks. That is referencing a study that I actually co-authored quite a few years back about the benefits of chelation therapy for people who have had previous heart attacks. Chelation therapy involves an IV infusion of something called EDTA, which pulls lead out of the body. And so what they're saying is that maybe, just maybe, when we assess people, especially people with cardiovascular risk, and when we screen children, we ought to routinely screen for lead. We need to continue to do that. And that we should consider lead exposure, among other things, like high cholesterol, high homocysteine, high LP little A, high C-reactive protein, insulin resistance, the multiplicity of risk factors for cardiovascular disease, that we should include lead because it is a significant risk factor for cardiovascular disease. Certainly increases high blood pressure, that is known, but for what they say are reasons unknown, the presence of lead in the body increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. And according to this study, we could prevent hundreds of thousands, perhaps millions of deaths if we address the lead problem. Let's say we do find in a child a relatively high level of lead. Well, maybe, just maybe, we ought to evaluate their house for potential sources of lead, or maybe look at the quality of the drinking water in their community as a potential source of lead exposure, because the longer this child is exposed to lead, the worse the consequences for their learning, and ultimately the worse the consequences for cardiovascular risk. And that might also explain part of the disparity that occurs in the United States. People from poor neighborhoods, where often there's old infrastructure, lead pipes, lead paint, that they are more prone to cardiovascular disease. Well, it has to do with diet. It has to do perhaps with stress. It has to do with perhaps lack of access to aggressive medical treatment. Yeah, part of the story, but also lead might be part of the equation. 877-726-8255, our number. And that number is available for recorded calls, so let's take one of those.
Hi, Doctor. What do you think is the real cause of MS?
Okay, what do I think is the real cause of MS? Well, if I really knew the precise reason for MS, I probably would be in line for a Nobel Prize. But it is now thought, you know, and I follow the research on this, that MS may be the result of a virus. And it actually, you know, previously we had a call about the Epstein-Barr virus. A lot of people have been exposed to the Epstein-Barr virus. In fact, it's a rarity to find a person who hasn't been exposed to Epstein-Barr. It's virtually, you know, 98% of the population. But it is thought that for some people, when the virus enters the body, that due to an aberrant immune response to the virus, that it triggers an autoimmune attack on the nerves. So there may be an association with the virus. There may be other causes. There may be environmental causes such as chemical exposure. There may be dietary factors such as lack of essential fatty acids or lack of other important nutrients. There's actually an association between low vitamin D and multiple sclerosis, and that's why it's advocated that people who have MS take higher doses of vitamin D to slow the progression of the disease. So there are probably a multiplicity of reasons. There may be even microbiome effects that the precise blend of bacteria in the intestinal tract and their diversity may set people up for an overactive immune response that targets the myelin that surrounds the nerves and thus increases the risk for multiple sclerosis. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's going to end up that there are many pathways to multiple sclerosis, that if you look at all the different pathways, that maybe we can get a handle on that disease. Currently, the medications for MS, well, we're coming up with newer medications to slow its progression, but some of them are very powerful and have side effects. And it may be preferable to look at root causes and address the root causes before we have to employ powerful, potentially destructive drugs to cure it. 877-726-8255, our number. This is an item that something that I thought about during my medical training. I had my medical training in the 1970s, way back when. And that's when I was a young doctor in charge of patients in big hospitals like Bellevue, NYU Hospital, and Manhattan VA Hospital. And sometimes I took care of patients in the intensive care unit. And patients in the intensive care unit are in a precarious balance. They're often receiving intravenous fluids. They're getting diuretics. their electrolytes and certain things in their blood fluctuate literally from hour to hour. And so we were constantly running to the ICU and drawing blood on these patients, maybe multiple tubes of blood, you know, sometimes 3, 4, 5, 6 tubes of blood. And I noted in taking care of some of these patients in the intensive care unit that they might come in to the intensive care unit. They were always generally a little anemic because they were older and they were ill, and a normal blood count might be 40 or greater, and they would come with a blood count of 36. And a couple of days later, their blood count would be 32, and then their blood count would be 29. And pretty soon their blood count would be in the low 20s at the threshold where they might need a blood transfusion to give them back blood. And I thought to myself, we're drawing a lot of blood on these patients. What's going on? We're actually literally exsanguinating them. And that's not good for their potential survival, because they're now being sustained. We're drawing out the blood to do all these blood tests, which may be necessary, you know, checking their blood sugar, checking their potassium, checking their chloride, checking their sodium. All these things fluctuate rapidly in patients on life support. But maybe, just maybe, we ought to be drawing less blood. So here's a study. Small volume blood collection tubes to reduce transfusions in intensive care. What a concept! You're using like little teeny tiny blood tubes, because what ends up happening when you do blood analysis, you draw a big tube and you run a bunch of tests, but then you throw away the blood. You don't need all that blood sometimes to determine what's going on with these patients. So they pose the question, does transitioning from standard volume to small volume blood collection tubes for laboratory testing intensive care units reduce red blood cell transfusion? And the answer they came up with is that small volume blood collection tubes in the ICU may actually decrease the need for blood transfusions without affecting the quality of laboratory analysis. In other words, you still get the same results. You draw in less blood. But how about that for an innovation? Well, let's see. 45 years later, we're still drawing enormous amounts of blood out of patients in hospital. Is it really necessary for the vampires to come by and draw blood every 4 hours, leaving patients weak and feeble? 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com. As you know by now, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation, Plus CBD Daily Balance THC-free. Daily Balance is a daily-use supplement that provides the benefits of CBD without the concern of other cannabinoids like THC causing unwanted effects. Daily Balance contains the purest form of hemp-derived CBD in high concentrations to help you overcome intense challenges to mental and physical well-being. All Plus CBD products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients.
To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for PlusCBD's new Daily Balance THC-free line of oil, soft gels, and gummies.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
Get ready for an adrenaline-packed showdown like no other at Wind River Resort and Casino as Primal Fighting Championships presents Fight Night. Saturday, November 11th, Fight Night will bring you the excitement of amateur, pro, and titled MMA fights. Tickets start at just $55 plus fees and includes $10 free slot play. Must be 21 to attend this extreme event. This action-packed night sells out fast. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
At Doctors Without Borders, we put patients first, and we go where we're needed most. We believe people deserve to be treated with compassion and dignity. We treat our patients completely free of charge and without regard to race, religion, or politics. And thanks to the 6 million people around the world who support our work, Doctors Without Borders will continue to put our patients first.
This message comes to you from our sponsor, Subaru. Join Subaru in celebrating their 5th annual National Make a Dogs Day on October 22nd, a day to do something special for all dogs. This day, combined with the Subaru Loves Pets initiative, has helped many shelter animals find loving homes, including hard-to-adopt underdogs. Learn more at Subaru.com/Make a Dogs Day.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and when it comes to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, we've had some great guests recently. So if you just listened to the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine, you're just getting the tip of the iceberg of the Intelligent Medicine phenomenon, because we got some great weekly podcasts that you may want to tune into. 877-726-8255. We got some more recorded questions. Let's hear one of those.
I've been hearing about a medical vegetable pill that's good for people with diabetes, with type 2 diabetes. I want to know, is this true, and is the pill effective for people with type 2 diabetes?
Okay, well, when it comes to vegetable pills, I'm not big on them, because what they purport to do is deliver all the benefits of the fruits and vegetables that people should be eating, you know, the 6 to 7 servings per day that are advocated. But what you get is basically dehydrated, poor quality, kind of not shelf suitable fruits and vegetables that have been deprived of most of their benefits. It's hard to take a live fruit or vegetable and apply pressure or cold or heat and shrink it down to a little capsule and preserve the benefits. So, you know, I think I heard enough of these ads for these fruit and veggie pills. That's one of my pet peeves. Like, I don't want to hear the word veggie ever again, because the idea is that in some way we're replicating the benefits of an overall healthy diet. And I think, unfortunately, some of these companies prey on especially the elderly or people who are sick, with the promise that somehow if they take these pills, it'll incredibly restore their vitality. And then with the pitch that somehow this is going to help diabetes, I don't think so. So there is, however, a phytonutrient, a plant nutrient that comes from vegetables or comes from plants that is particularly helpful for blood sugar control, and that is berberine. Berberine can mimic some of the effects of something like metformin to optimize blood sugar in people who have metabolic syndrome or diabetes. So when you get a berberine capsule, at least you're going to get some standardized material. You know what's in there. It can be standardized to berberine content. And these actually may be helpful for blood sugar control. So that's something that I could get behind. But, you know, I'm not sure what you're talking about with a medical vegetable pill for diabetes. You know, maybe send me a link and that'll help me out. 877-726-8255. All right, AstroTurf. Young athletes kind of hate AstroTurf because they're more likely to cause turf toe and result in injuries. Just not natural. But some places like them because the weather's lousy or it takes a lot of water to keep grass growing in stadiums. So AstroTurf is kind of a shortcut. I see all too many young athletes with testicular cancer, young men. And the concern is, are they playing on fields that are laden with forever chemicals? That's what AstroTurf tends to exude. The California Assembly has advanced a bill to ban toxic forever chemicals in artificial turf. And while I kind of push back on some of the excesses of California, I think they're ahead of the curve here. Assembly Bill 1423 is sponsored by the Environmental Working Group, and I think it's a good idea because PFAS chemicals can be absorbed through the skin, and also inhalation of PFAS-laden dust can be a source of exposure. PFAS has been linked to higher risk of harm to the immune system, reduced vaccine efficacy, harm to development in the reproductive system, increasing risk of certain cancers like breast cancer, and effects on metabolism, such as changes in cholesterol and weight gain. So, yeah, okay. California joins Connecticut, Massachusetts, and Vermont in introducing bills to ban PFAS and turf. And I want to go a step further because I think PFAS should be banned altogether. Join me in a campaign at banfpfas.org because that's something that we're encouraging via my involvement with the Alliance for Natural Health. 877-726-8255, our number, as we count down to hour two here on Intelligent Medicine. We've got more coming up for you.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom. More than a million people fled their homes and besieged Gaza Strip in the past week as water supplies dwindle and hospitals warn they're on the verge of collapse, while the enclave's population waits for an expected Israel invasion that seeks to eliminate Hamas's leadership after its deadly attack. Israeli forces, supported by a growing deployment of U.S. warships in the region and the call-up of some 360,000 reservists, positioned themselves along Gaza's border and drilled for what Israel said would be a broad campaign to dismantle the militant group. Israel says it's already struck dozens of military targets, including command centers and rocket launchers, and also killed Hamas commanders. In the States, an Israeli family from Ramat Gan, outside of Tel Aviv, traveled to New York, where they have family, and to escape the war and hold their son's bar mitzvah.
Dad Ori David, a pro soccer player turned coach, says the family is used to occasional rockets from Gaza. This time it's different.
It's a dangerous place right now.
So his wife Karen, who works for LL Airlines, packed up the family, including her parents and their two kids, a teen girl and a boy who was supposed to have his bar mitzvah in Israel but is holding it here.
We try to do the best we can, and I think we did it. He's very excited. He was a little bit sad at the beginning.
At the rehearsal at the Center for Jewish Life Shabbat Sag Harbor, Rabbi Beryl Lerman says usually families from here go to Israel for bar mitzvahs.
But for an Israeli family to come to New York to have a bar mitzvah, that just shows you the chaos of the situation.
Julie Walker, New York.
Dr. Michael Oren, former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., says the resolve of the Israeli people's ironclad after last weekend's deadly attack by Hamas terrorists.
I have been attending funerals and mourning sessions, shivas, and I talk to the families. People want vengeance.
This is townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
High school student scores on the ACT college admissions test have dropped to their lowest in more than three decades.
And it's showing a lack of student preparedness for college-level coursework, according to the nonprofit organization that administers the test. Scores have been falling for six consecutive years, but the trend accelerated during the COVID-19 pandemic. The average ACT composite score for U.S. students was 19.5 out of 36. Last year, the average score was 19.8. John Scott reporting.
Florida lawmakers and education leaders from several states have taken what's likely to be the final tour of a building at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland. That's where a former student shot 17 people to death and wounded 17 others on Valentine's Day 2018. The school's 1,200 building is scheduled to be demolished next summer. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The tech industry is keeping close tabs on a huge antitrust trial.
If government regulators prevail in the trial, it's likely to unleash drastic changes designed to undermine the dominance of the Google search engine that defines the internet for billions. Experts say if Google loses, it could open up new online avenues for consumers and businesses to explore in pursuit of information, entertainment, and commerce. It could also raise prices if Google is banned from paying billions of dollars to favor its search engine on smartphones and web browsers. Jason Walker reporting.
It was a speeding ticket like no other. A Georgia man received a $1.4 million speeding ticket. Officials say the figure was just a placeholder, not the actual fine. He received the citation after getting pulled over last month for doing 90 in a 55 zone, the actual fine to determined in court. More at townhall.com.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and coming up this time, Candy Bergen's father talks to himself. And then Jim and Marion Jordan star as Fibber McGee and Molly. Edgar Bergen was a radio superstar, and although it seemed odd that a ventriloquist would do so well on radio, his ability to effortlessly, seamlessly, and most impressively, quickly switch from his voice to his dummies was second to none. And although others would make appearances, including Mortimer Snerd and Effie Klinker, Charlie McCarthy was Bergen's true co-star. They're joined in this one by a future Oscar-winning British actor and others. It's from April 18th of 1943.
Makers of Chase and Sanborn Coffee and Tenderleaf Tea present Edgar Bergen, Ray Noble and his orchestra, Dale Evans, The Sportsman, our guests, Broadway's Victor Moore and Billy Gaxton, Hollywood's Ronald Coleman, and Charlie McCarthy.
May I do it, Bergen?
May you do what?
Introduce Ronald Coleman. You know, it should be done with dignity and savoir-faire.
So?
So I'll do it, I see.
All right, go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, it behooves me, as I've never been behooven before.
That's not right.
No, I'll start over. Ladies and gentlemen, a feeling of pride swells up within my happy vest. chest. That's not right either. Well, anyway, here he is, my pal, Mr. Ronald Coleman.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Charlie. Tell me, do you know the important requisites for winning a war?
Well, I heard of a general who said the idea is to get there fastest with the mostest.
Well, that's about right. But the three things needed to get us there fastest with the mostest are manpower, munitions, and food.
Food?
Yes, Charlie. Food for millions of men and women who are fighting and working on the battlefront and on the home front. You see, Charlie, many experienced farm workers are now in the armed forces or war plants. And those who are left on the farms need help and lots of it. This year, we must and will have the biggest food crop in the history of the nation. Our government will ask all of us, wherever and whenever we can, to help bring in and process this food crop. We'll be asked to do part-time work on farms or in food processing plants, on weekends or 1 or 2 days a week, or for definite 2 or 3 week periods if we can. And in return for whatever we do, we'll be paid prevailing wages. It may be a healthful and profitable way to spend our summer vacations. Soon, in every community in the United States, there will be a recruiting drive for volunteers for the United States Crop Corps. When the call comes in your community, do your part.
How true, Mr. Coleman, how true. In other words, folks ought to raise vegetables instead of raising objections.
That's quite right, Charlie.
Remember, this year, as you sow, so shall you eat.
That's very good, Charlie, but we need more than slogans. And while you're on the subject, I'd like to see a little more of you out on my ranch during your vacation this summer.
Yeah?
There's plenty of work there to do.
Yes. Well, I was there last weekend.
Yes. You were, but what did you do?
Have you seen your tractor?
Yeah. Well, what about it?
Well, he'll be ready next Thursday. I didn't know those darn things would climb trees.
And what were you doing with the tractor, Charlie?
Well, you know that acre behind the corn crib?
Yes.
Well, I decided to cultivate it.
Oh, then you really are a farmer.
Oh, sure. That's me. I'm the man with the hole. Hi-ho, McCarthy, that's me.
Are you taking care of the whole acre yourself?
No. Mortimer's helping me.
Oh, Mortimer.
Yes, yes. We're gentlemen farmers.
Oh, I see. Gentlemen farmers.
Yes. I'm the gentleman. Mortimer's the farmer.
That's just what I thought. Well, at least Mortimer isn't afraid of work.
Yeah. I suppose you hoped some of that would splash on me.
Yes, I do. I hope you're not letting Mortimer do all the work.
No, I'm not. I wish you could have seen him the other day. We were plowing the field.
I see.
And Mortimer was pulling the plow.
That's fine.
Yes. And I was pushing it, though. I did my bit.
I see.
I was pushing and sweating and sweating and pushing.
Yeah. Well, did you get much work done?
Yes, we did. Mm-hmm. But funniest thing happened, you know. Every time Mortimer stopped to rest,
yeah,
I plowed him under.
Oh, now.
Oh, it's so embarrassing.
Yes. Well, now, what are you growing, Charlie?
Well, right now, our principal crop is potatoes.
Oh, I see, potatoes.
Mm-hmm. We plant them now and dig them later.
How are your potatoes coming along?
Well, so far, they've been going direct to the consumer.
I see.
The bugs.
Oh, I see. So, you're troubled with bugs?
Well, not personally.
No, I see.
But the potatoes are.
The potatoes are.
Yes. I sure wish there was a market for potato bugs.
A market for potato bugs.
Yeah, I'd make a mess of money then.
Yeah, well, that's fine.
Yeah.
Charlie, if you're a farmer...
Yeah?
I am a monkey's uncle.
Well, I won't argue that with you.
Oh, well, Charlie.
Well, Mortimer Snurd, my old sharecropper.
Come on in, Mortimer.
Come on.
Yeah, come on.
No. Old Nick Snurdy had a farm. Hello, Mr. Bergen.
Hello there, Mortimer. Charlie tells me that you're helping him out on the ranch.
Yeah. I'm a big butter and eggplant man.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I'm showing him how to rotate his crops.
I see. Well, that's fine.
Yeah, that's right. That's fine, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what are you going
to...
What are you going to plant first?
Well, there's a...
I say, what are you going to plant first?
Well, I'm going to plant, seeds.
Seeds?
Yeah.
Yes, I know. But what kind? What kind?
Well, little tiny little ones, you know.
Yeah. I know, but what crops are you going to raise?
Oh, what kind of crops? Well, of course, that all depends on, you know.
Depends on what?
Well, on what kind of seeds are planted.
Well, I asked you a very simple question, and all I want is a simple answer.
Well, I'm the guy that can give it to you.
Yes. Tell me, what are you going to grow?
Well, I think I'm going to grow some dog plants.
Dog plants?
Yeah, dog plants. Yeah, they're very nice, dog plants.
Dog plants?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
What do you mean?
Cauliflowers. I got you on that one.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Cauliflower, pretty good.
All right.
You know, Mr. Bergen, that apple tree you got?
Yes, I know the apple tree.
Well, I made some cider.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
You made cider?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Hard?
No, just squeeze the apples and there it is.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, that's fine. You, Mortimer, you are undoubtedly as stupid a person as I've ever talked to.
Well, that's, you got,
Yeah. I say you're as stupid a person as I've ever talked to.
Oh, you're just saying that to make me feel good.
Down through the years in such shows as Of Thee I Sing, Anything Goes, and Louisiana Purchase, Victor Moore and Billy Gaxton have been the brightest lights of the Broadway musical comedy stage. It's a strange Broadway season that doesn't include them. But it happens that both are in Hollywood for cinema purposes. Victor for Riding High at Paramount, and Billy for MGM's Best Foot Forward. But they're together again to show us their conception of what a draft board isn't, but might be. Victor Moore and Billy Gaxton.
Hello, hello. Local draft board number 1804, swing and sway in class 1A. Chairman Gaxton speaking. What's that, madam? Oh, we're very sorry. It must be an error. No, we can't induct a woman when she's going to have a baby. No, it would be unthinkable. Take a 3-day furlough and report to Fort MacArthur on Monday. Come in.
How do you do?
Not in.
Is this the draft board?
Well, we like to refer to it as the GI Travel Bureau. Now, what do you want?
Well, you got to help me. One of my key men is going to be drafted right out of my defense plant.
Oh, you run a defense plant? What is it?
It's the Victor Moore Collapsible Girdle Corporation.
Since when are collapsible girdles an essential industry?
Well, right now we're working on a big government contract. We're making the Victory Girdle.
Ah, the Victory Girdle.
Yes, it takes the waves out of the wax.
Ah.
Now, this fellow who's going to be drafted, Homer Potts.
Yes?
We couldn't do without him. He's been in the girdle business for 25 years.
Yeah, it's quite a stretch.
I'm not interested in Homer Potts. I'm interested in you.
Me?
Yes. I knew you were a suspicious character the minute you walked in here. I'll bet you never even registered. I'm going to look up your record in our files.
But I just came here because
now
I
you may be an Axis spy.
I only want to keep on making girdles.
Yes, there's probably something you wouldn't stoop to.
Yeah, I make the kind with the garters in them.
Yes, you'll probably blow up the whole city.
Oh, I'm a very tough customer, aren't
I? Wait a minute now. I'll find your draft specification card here. Let me see. Montrose, Moody, Moon.
That's not far enough.
All right. Mooney, Morse, Monkey.
That's going too far.
Here it is. Victor Moore. 1A.
Oh, that can't be me.
Oh, yes, it is. Aren't you Victor?
Looks like I'm loser. There must be some mistake. Are you sure you didn't make a mistake?
Ah, now, this draft board never makes a mistake. And when we do, it's too late to complain.
But aren't grandchildren an exemption?
Children are an exemption. The law doesn't say anything about grandchildren.
Now, wait a minute. I thought you didn't want men over 38.
Well, how old are you?
Well...
Now, come on, I don't lie now. Come on now. Hurry up now. Tell me the truth.
I'm over 38.
Over 38, huh? Where's your birth certificate?
Well, to tell the truth, I had it so long it just turned to dust.
Oh, turned to dust. Destroying the evidence, huh? I can get you 20 years for that.
Well, it's all very confusing. I don't see how the Army can take me now. You know, I tried to enlist last year.
You did, huh? Well, what happened?
I guess I got in the wrong line. I was classified 99F in the campfire girls.
Yes. Well, when did you go down to take your physical?
I was too weak to go down and take it.
Mm-hmm.
The physical came up and took me. At that, I was almost taken into the Army on account of bad eyes.
Oh, you had bad eyes and they almost took you?
No, the doctor had bad eyes and almost took me.
All right, Mr. Moore. Now I'm going to be fair and square about the whole thing. I'll give you another examination.
That's very nice of you.
And then we'll send you right down to the induction center. First, I'll give you a blood test.
Oh, I had one of those the last time. The doctor took some blood out of me.
Oh, he did, huh? And then what did he do with it?
How should I know? I didn't remember a thing until he put it back.
All right now. Then we'll just overlook your blood. Now, let me see. We'll test your eyesight. Now, here. You hold this piece of cardboard over your right eye.
All right.
And you hold this piece of cardboard over your left eye.
Yeah.
Have you got that?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Now you take the first piece of cardboard away from your eye.
There.
All right. Peek-a-boo.
Peek-a-boo.
You're listening to Charlie McCarthy, and we'll be right back after this short break.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and price right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
And now back to the Charlie McCarthy Show on Win Radio Was.
Right around. I want to see how you're going to look in a uniform. Say, you'll have to take off, you'll have to take off some of that weight. You're a little, corpulent.
Is that higher than a lieutenant?
Higher than a lieutenant. Oh, a wise guy, huh?
Well, I'm sorry. I'm just not myself today. I'm very jumpy.
Oh, jumpy, huh? Fine, then we'll put you in the paratroops.
Well, I hope you realize what you're doing.
Why, what do you mean?
By taking me into the army, you're closing down my girdle business. And if you take away girdles, you'll shake the very foundation of American womanhood.
What is...
A kiss may be just a kiss, but a song isn't just a song, as Dale Evans and Ray Noble do it. Here it is, As Time Goes By.
You must remember this, a kiss is still a kiss, and a sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. They still say I love you. On that you can rely. No matter what the future brings, as time goes by.
As time goes by.
Moonlight and love songs never out of date. Jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate. That no one can deny. It's just the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time.
Have his man.
no one can deny. The world will welcome lovers as time.
Whom did you say? You did say whom? Oh, so that's whom. How utterly humorous, huh?
Charlie, what are you doing?
Well, with Ronald Coleman here today, I have to watch my diction.
Oh, I see.
Yes, that's whom.
Yes. Well, that's very fine. I'm glad to hear you pattern your speech after Mr. Coleman.
Well, now you just watch me. I'm going to out Coleman Coleman.
Oh, you are?
Yes. Pewter. Laughter. Ha, 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 ha.
Quite jolly. Here comes Mr. Coleman. Hello, Ronnie.
Hello, Edgar. It's good to see you boys having fun.
Yeah.
I hope I'm not intruding.
Oh, no, no, Mr. Coleman, no. You know, we've got secrets, uh-huh. You know how it is.
Of course. You know, Edgar, I admire the fine friendship that exists between you and Charlie. There's such deep loyalty and understanding.
Yes, I feel very fortunate in having Charlie as a friend.
Yes, it's something to be treasured, isn't it? Remember, friendships must be kept in constant repair. They're so fragile.
Fragile.
Yes, all right, all right.
How true. How gloriously true, Mr. Coleman. Ah. There's nothing more fragile than friendships.
Yikes. Ronnie, I think I should tell you that Charlie is a great admirer of yours.
Well, thank you, Charlie.
I've seen all your pictures, except that one about farming.
About farming?
Yes, the rundown harvest.
Random harvest.
Yes, that's the one.
You know, Ronnie, those scenes between you and Greer Garson were unforgettable.
Well, that's very nice of you, Edgar.
Is Greer Garson in it, too?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Wow. What? I mean is she really?
do you like Greer Garson, Charlie?
Oh, yeah, I'll say. I think she's a...
I see what you mean, yes.
Of course, you know Miss Garson better than I do. What do you think of her?
Well, confidentially, Charlie, I think she's...
You do? You know, Mr. Coleman, I would have seen that picture before now, but Bergen wants me to wait until it comes to our neighborhood.
Oh, what neighborhood is that?
The neighborhood of 15 cents.
You know, that neighborhood is kind to a boy's allowance.
Yes, yes. And mine doesn't take much kicking around. Do you know what I get a week?
No, what's that?
It's a measly 70...
Charlie, please. We're not interested in what you get.
No. Well, in case you do, it's 75 cents a week.
Well, Charlie, you know, I sympathize with your budget problem. And I've got an idea.
You have? What?
How would you like to have me tell you the story of Random Harvest?
Oh, boy, that would be super.
And I, for one, would enjoy hearing you tell it.
No.
And it would save me 15 cents.
Oh, no, no. If you don't go to the theater, I don't give you the 15 cents.
Well, now, wait a minute. If he tells me the story, that's another thing, isn't it? But I'll let you listen to it, too,
now
for
listen.
15 cents.
Now, wait
no,
a
no,
minute.
I'll settle.
If you don't go, I don't
well, one moment, please. I'll settle the argument, fellow.
Yes, yes.
Now, listen. I tell the story.
That's right. Yes.
And you give me the 15 cents.
That's the... No, that isn't the idea. That didn't work out so good, did it? No. No, you're driving a hard bargain, Mr. No, no. How about 10 cents, huh?
Well, I could do it, but you wouldn't like it.
I wouldn't. All right, then. Make it 15 cents. All right. But give us the full treatment now.
I'll give it everything I've got. For 15 cents.
Shoot. Curtains.
Well, you see, The story opens.
It does, huh?
Well, naturally. It's a necessity.
Well, I can see your point, yes.
Will you let Mr. Coleman tell the story?
Oh, excuse me.
All right, now. As the picture opens, I'm suffering from amnesia.
Oh, am you?
He means he doesn't remember anything.
Oh. That's right. I'm, shall we say, not quite normal.
Oh, I see. In other words, you are, shall we say, nuts.
Yes, that's right, Charlie. My mind is in escrow.
Yeah.
Well, now, there are three things I can't remember.
Yeah.
I can't remember my name, and I can't remember my address.
What's the third?
I can't remember.
Oh. Well, where does Greer Garson come into
this? Well, Miss Garson befriends me. We fall in love and marry and go to live in a little cottage with a squeaky gate. Now, doesn't that sound romantic?
Well, I don't know. I never lived with a squeaky gate. Unless you count Berger.
Now, wait.
I'll hear more about that later.
Yeah. Continue with your story, Ron.
Well, we're gloriously happy in that little vine-covered cottage. Hours go into days. Days go into weeks. Weeks go into months.
Yes.
Months go into years. Yes. Years of glorious happiness.
All right.
Ah, how well I remember that little vine-covered cottage.
Please, please. Happy. Mr. Coleman, just tell it. Don't ham it up.
Well, I'm sorry. I must have been giving my 35-cent performance.
Well, anyway, what happens?
Well, I go to Liverpool.
Oh.
Only to be hit by a taxi.
Hardly seems worth the trip, does it?
You're quite right. I didn't even get his license.
Oh.
Now, where was I?
Well, you were getting hit by a liver pill in the taxi.
Well, you see, it was, quite a serious shock.
Yes.
When you come to think, when I regain consciousness, I'm a different man.
Anyone we know?
No. What Mr. Coleman means is that the accident restores his memory of the past, but he forgets he has a wife.
Well, what happens to Miss Garson? Did you just forget about her?
Oh, no. Miss Garson becomes my secretary.
Now, wait a minute now. Here's where I trip you up. First, you say you forget her, don't you?
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden, she is your secretary. How does that happen?
Well, now, that's a very good question, Charlie. I'm glad you brought it up. Now, to go on with the story.
Yeah, what?
You see, Charlie, after Miss Garson becomes his secretary, he doesn't remember her, so they get married again.
Isn't that bigamy?
No.
Or is it trigonometry? No.
No, you see, I merely marry the same girl twice.
Oh, I see. I guess you call that monotony.
Well, how do you like the story, Charlie?
Well, I think it has a very fine moral. I like that.
Well, and what moral is that?
Well, the moral is don't marry your secretary. She might turn out to be your wife.
From April 18th, 1943. Film legend Ronald Coleman later got his own radio comedy series, co-starring with his wife Benita Hume, in the early 1950s program, The Halls of Ivy. It grew out of their many guest appearances on The Jack Benny Program, where they played his Beverly Hills neighbors. The Halls of Ivy also moved to television briefly in the 1950s, also starring the Colemans. I'm Greg Bell, and coming up next here on When Radio Was, the comedy continues, as we check in on Fibber McGee and Molly, right after this break.
Do you like a good scare?
It begins, simply, with a voice, telling any who will listen a tale of the uncanny.
Radio Spirits and producer-director Jim French bring you an 8-CD collection of spine-tingling stories.
A pale hand stretched out between the gap. Too long to be a child's arm. Too long and withered and waxen. And then it spoke my name.
We invite you to consider Radio Spirit's suspenseful 17-episode set, Imagination Theater in Dark Places.
You have kept me for a long time, peering in from the darkness, waiting just beyond the veil that separates our different worlds. I have waited for you to seize the chance and throw back the veil, to face me and all that you fear. Now, you must witness things from my perspective. now you're ready to find out what else we have waiting in the darkness.
An unknown power has caused Imagination Theater in Dark Places to suddenly drop in price. Yes, go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code DARK77 to save 50% off the regular price. Now it will only cost you $15.98 and a good night's sleep.
These most rational men would draw their curtains tightly against the night and instill in their children the knowledge that something does exist beyond their own little pools of light.
Summon your own half-price copy of Imagination Theater in Dark Places today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code DARK77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Now, the Small Business Breakdown from the Pat Miller Show.
America's Small Business Conversation.
Now your host, Pat Miller.
Close your eyes and picture something with me. Unless you're driving, then don't close your eyes. But picture this. Where do you want to get to with your small business? What does your small business dream really look like? Can you see it? Can you feel it? Do you know what's standing in the way of you getting there? Risk. Everything you want in life and everything you want from your small business is on the other side of you taking a risk. Are you swinging for the fences? Are you fighting for your dream? When that choice comes to play it safe or take the risk, go for it and make your business dreams come true.
Join America's Small Business Conversation
on the Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
Welcome back to When Radio Was and Another Comedy. Before the break, it was Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy, and now another funny couple. Announcer Harlow Wilcox will provide the details. I'll just let you know this is from September 27th, 1949.
The Johnson's Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly. Makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat present Fibber McGee and Molly with Bill Thompson, Gail Gordon, Arthur Q. Bryan, Dick LeGrand, Bud Steffen, and me, Harlow Wilcox. The script is by Don Quinn and Phil Leslie. Music by the Kingsmen and Billy Mills Orchestra. Ladies, every homemaker knows that few things repay good care like fine wood. The floors of a home are built to last many years. But with proper care, they do more than last. They grow more and more beautiful, gain a richer, deeper luster with every year that passes, with proper care. And for more than three generations, the vast majority of fine homemakers have known that proper care for fine floors means regular waxing with Johnson's Paste Wax. Today, Johnson's Paste Wax far outsells any other brand of paste wax. And that's been true for many years. That means that millions of experienced homemakers agree with us when we say no other wax brings such lustrous beauty to wood floors in exactly the same way. So protect and beautify your floors. Make them easier to clean with Johnson's Paste Wax. Ask for it at your grocery, hardware, or department store, or any other home supply dealer. One of the hardships of having a fixed place of business and regular office hours is that when your unemployed friends choose to drop in unexpectedly, you're cornered like a rat. Unless you have a hard-eyed receptionist with a baseball bat under her desk. And Mr. Wallace Wimple doesn't. But let's hear about it in Mr. McGee's own mangled English as we join Fibber McGee and Molly.
So I thought I'd drop in casual on Wally Wimple and give him the old house trick. So what does I do? But being a guy that likes to make fast decisions, and because it was raining and I was right in front of his office, I thought he might give me a lift home, even though it is a little out of his way, but not much, so I did it.
You did what?
I dropped in to see Wally Wimple, like I was saying.
Oh.
Yeah, at the Have You Written to Your Mother Today greeting card and counter company.
Oh.
Wally works there.
Oh.
Writes cards. There he was, sitting at his desk, up to his clavicle in Christmas greetings. He just wrote a cute one, too.
Oh, what was it?
Well, it was a picture of Santa Claus pointing at a big map. And the verse says, Michigan is a peninsula. Panama is an isthmus. We haven't heard what shape you're in, but we wish you Merry Christmas. How would you like a fish dinner, kiddo?
The same to you, and a Happy New Year, and what's a fish dinner got to do with it?
Oh, my gosh, I forgot to tell you. That's the whole point of what I started out to say.
Deary, you lose more points than a bird dog with a head cold. What is the point?
Well, Wally Wimple asked me how did I like fish, and I says I love fish, and he says he's got more than he knows what to do with, so he's bringing a dozen or so nice ones over later this afternoon to our house.
Isn't that nice?
Boy, am I puckered up for them golden brown pan-fried trouts. They're the best trouts when you get...
Come in. Well, for goodness sakes, Dr. Gamble, come in, doctor.
Thank you, my dear. And how are you today, bare tan boy with a foot of cheek?
You'll be sorry to hear that I'm in splendid health. So get that $5 a visit look out of your eye. Mal.
Mal?
Practice. Oh.
Keeping you busy, are they, doctor?
Oh, yes, same old routine. I was up at 3:30 a.m. this morning, ushering in a new little citizen.
Oh.
The ninth one to the same family. If the stork would quit blundering around in the dark and make some deliveries in the daytime, maybe families would balance up a little better.
Listen to the usher complaining about the stage manager. Hey, you like a fish dinner, Fetzel?
You do, don't you, doctor?
Well, it depends. Why?
Drop around about $7 and you'll see, doctor. Wally Wimple is bringing us a mess of fish. Molly set a place for Dockey here with a spoon, a fork, and a scalpel.
Well, you're certainly invited, doctor. We'll be expecting you.
My dear, in my profession, we become all too aware of life's hazards.
Too true.
Yes. I only... I only pray that I may be permitted to live until 8 p.m.
You be here on time or I'll kill you myself, Troutsnout.
Don't you worry, Blunderpuss. If I miss this, I'll leap off a pile of your unpaid doctor bills and break my neck. See you at 7, Molly, and thank you.
My, isn't he sweet, though?
Yeah, sweet as sugar, kiddo, and a lot lumpier.
You're listening to Fibber McGee and Molly on When Radio Was. We'll be right back after this.
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 248th birthday, November 10th, at Wind River Event Center. All are invited to come and celebrate this special event that includes March on of Colors, the Jefferson Pipes and Drums, and honoring our oldest and youngest Marines present, and much more. Tickets are $35 and includes dinner and birthday cake and dancing. Tickets can be obtained through Eventbrite, Marine Corps 248th birthday. For more information, call 530-605-4565.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at ShastaCollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at ShastaCollege.edu.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Kindness Revolution, Wendy Douglas Insurance.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Cast.
And now back to an episode with Fibber McGee and Molly on When Radio Was.
Well, I'd better go get things started, dearie. I may need some things from the store. Ask the rest of our friends to dinner if you want to. I don't mind.
Okay, Tootsie. Ah, there goes a good kid. If I told her a friend of mine just give me a 90-foot whale and I was inviting 200 guests for dinner, she'd never bat an eye. She'd just scream and jump out the window. I wouldn't blame her. Come in.
Hi, mister.
Oh, hi there, Teeny. How's everything?
Gee, I don't know, mister.
You don't?
No, I just know how some things are.
Oh?
I'm not smart enough to know how everything is.
Well, that was just a cataphorical expression anyway, sis. How's school?
Oh, gee, just swell, mister.
Yeah?
We got a dandy teacher in the third grade this year, I betcha.
You have, eh?
She's the...
I says you have, eh?
Have what?
Got a dandy teacher.
Where?
In the third grade.
When?
This year.
I know it. Miss Frippy.
Miss Frippy.
Miss Frippy. She just loves little children. Mm-hmm. And, gee, she makes everything so interesting. You know how to spell Missouri?
Missouri, why, I guess.
M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I, Missouri.
No, sis, I'm sorry, but that's wrong.
It is not, I betcha. That's the way our teacher said to spell it.
That's Mississippi.
No, it's Miss Frippy.
I mean, you weren't spelling Missouri.
What was I spelling?
Mississippi.
That's my teacher. Only it isn't Mississippi. It's Miss Frippy. M-I-S-S-F-R-I-P-P.
Why?
Why what?
Just why. F-R-I-P-P-I, Frippy. Isn't that her name?
Whose name?
Your teacher.
No.
Huh?
Our teacher is Mrs. Tanner.
Oh?
Miss Frippy's just a substitute while Mrs. Tanner's homesick with a flu. Oh, but I guess there's no use explaining things to you, mister. You just don't understand.
Mr. Wilcox just phoned McGee. He's coming for dinner, too. What are you doing with the pencil and paper?
Oh, I'm planning the menu for tonight, Tootsie. How many K's are there in broccoli?
Now, look, dearie, don't you worry about the menu. I'll do the cooking.
Yeah?
I have a wonderful recipe for fish that my mother wrote out for me when we were married.
Yeah? How's it go?
Well, you take some fish
and
fry them.
Oh.
It's one of the finest recipes.
Oh. That might be milk spilt from Kramer's drugstore. I ordered some horse duvers and come in.
Oh, hello, Milton. Come on in.
Hello, Mrs. McGee. I brought your stuff, Mr. McGee.
Well, thanks, Milt. Put it on the table there.
I brought something else, too, Mrs. McGee. My girl.
Your girl?
Yes, ma'am. Daphne. She's outside. Would you like to look at her?
Why, sure, Milt. Bring her in.
By all means.
Come on in, Daph. It's okay.
Isn't she cute, McGee?
Mrs. McGee, this is my girl, Daphne. Daph, this is Mrs. McGee. Mr. McGee, this is my girl, Daphne. Daphne, this is Mr. McGee. Milton, this is your girl. I guess that's everybody, isn't it?
Well, hello, Daphne, dear. Nice to see you.
Yeah. Sit down, sis. You and Milt go steady, do you?
We do now, Mr. McGee, but Daph had plenty of dates till I come into her life.
Oh, you took over, did you?
Sure, I'm aggressive. When I went over for my first date, though, there were about 25 fellas all milling around her front porch.
Gee, you must be pretty popular, sis. All boyfriends, were they?
No, sir, they were firemen.
Oh.
Her house was on fire. wasn't it, Daphne?
She seems to have a cheerful disposition, though. What are you going to do when you grow up, sis? Drive a good humor truck?
Call McGee.
Well, we better get going, I guess. I go to school this afternoon. I'm studying pharmacy this year, you know.
Well, good for you, Milton.
Yeah, pharmacy, eh? Well, that's swell, boy. Farmers are the backbone of this country. Pharmacy is one of the most...
No, McGee. Huh? Milton means he's studying to be a druggist.
Oh.
Well, you come back and see us again, Daphne, anytime, dear.
Yeah, bring her back, Milt. She's a nice kid, but don't she ever talk?
Oh, sure. She talks a lot, Mr. McGee.
Yeah.
Talk for the folks, Daph.
Bye.
Aren't they cute youngsters, McGee?
Yeah, if you like youngsters. Personally, I got to check over these horse doovers and see if everything's okay.
Grand, I tell you, grand.
I hope everything's here. Now, let me see. Licorice sticks, lemon drops, candy canes.
What?
Two kinds of jawbreakers, bubble gum, cigars.
Heavenly day, since when are cigars classed as hors d'oeuvres?
Huh?
As a matter of fact, since when are those cigars classed as cigars? I never saw anything.
Hello, Molly. Hiya, pal.
Hey, you're not here for dinner already, Wilcox.
Well, I hope not. We don't expect Mr. Wimple with the fish until about 5:30.
No. I'll come back later, Molly. I just stopped in to tell you how much I'm looking forward to it.
Oh?
I haven't had a good fish dinner since my vacation this summer.
Yeah, where'd you go on vacation, Junior?
Down to Lake Taney Como, pal.
Oh, that's right near Naked Joe.
Yeah. It's a great fishing spot.
Did you do any good?
Catch anything?
I had one sensational day.
Yeah?
I was down on the dock, and I happened to look over the side, and here was this marlin in the water, you see.
A marlin? My gosh, how big was it?
Oh, around 200 pounds.
Ooh.
Well, I grabbed a line.
Now, wait a minute, Mr. Wilcox. Isn't a marlin some sort of an ocean fish? A swordfish?
Well, not this one, Molly. This was Horace Greeley marlin, the big department store man.
Oh.
Fell off the dock, and I threw him a line and hauled him ashore. I took him up to my cottage.
Oh,
and when he got a look at the beautiful Johnson wax gleam on the woodwork and paneling of my living room, when he saw the warm glow of hospitality it gave my home, he wanted to know all about it.
Oh, dear.
I explained to him how Johnson's paste wax puts a tough, hard, protective coating on floors, furniture, and woodwork. Guards them against Mars and scratches. I showed him how easily dirt and dust wipes off. What a beautiful luster your furniture takes on when you keep it protected with Johnson's paste wax. And how...
Hey,
well,
look.
It does.
Waxy.
Yes, pal.
Waxy, you're a sort of a traveling salesman, aren't you?
Oh, I certainly am, pal. Why?
Well, start traveling, will you?
Okay, kids, see you at 7.
The first half of an episode from September 27th, 1949. We'll continue the McGee's fish fry at the beginning of our next show. Harlow Wilcox is certainly most famous for his work on Fibber McGee and Molly, but he announced for other series as well. For example, he would pitch for Autolite spark plugs for 6 years, beginning in 1948, on a very long-running and popular CBS dramatic series. I'll name it, and then wrap up when radio was, right after this.
MusicRewind.com is serving Cafe Culture 100 songs to enjoy with your coffee. A perfect blend of music from across the globe.
Perdido, I look for my heart, it's Perdido. I lost it way down in Torito.
Stir in world-class artists such as Sergio Mendes from Brazil, Django Reinhardt and Edith Piaf from France, Compay Segundo from Brazil, Leonard Kwan from Hawaii, plus Louis Armstrong, Dean Martin, Julie London, and Acker Bilk from the United States, to name just a few.
Só privilegiados têm ouvido igual ao seu.
Won't you stop and take a little time out with me? Just take 5.
Get Cafe Culture today at MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 and pay only $21.98 for this 4-CD World Music Collection. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code CAFE77.
De noche, cuando la luna sale a pasear y
Iban los astros a enamorar.
Take the journey with MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556. Experience Cafe Culture 100 songs to enjoy with your coffee today. Use promo code CAFE77 to save on shipping. That's MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 now. Remember promo code CAFE77 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Welcome back. Before we took a break, we were talking about announcer Harlow Wilcox. We just heard him working on the Fibber McGee and Molly show. Well, from 1948 until 1954, he was the commercial spokesman on the long-running CBS series Suspense, pitching for Autolite spark plugs. I'm Greg Bell, and hey, folks, remember to visit us over at the website. It's whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.